The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey. All season long, the Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaVerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
They say that every season has ebbs and flows, mountains and valleys, and for the Middlebury College Panthers, that is exactly how the 2017-2018 season has gone to this point. Good evening, everybody, from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on a soggy Friday night, hockey night in Middlebury. On WVTK, two teams in a non-conference game today, or tonight I should say, that are looking to get momentum going for the second half of the season. And Jason, welcome, and a non-conference game tonight for both teams, but a game that I think both teams would undoubtedly like to have.
Yeah, Middlebury needs it for momentum's sake, Bruce. Coming into the game, they're 3-9. Plattsburgh, just 7-7. Fresh off the WV Mason Championship at their place last week. But why does Middlebury need it? Well, unfortunately, it was a disappointing weekend last time out. A 6-1 loss to Wesleyan and a 4-0 loss to Trinity. A 3-0 loss to Trinity. And that wasn't the weekend that they won. That wasn't the weekend that we thought, quite frankly, we were going to see from this Middlebury team, considering they beat SUNY Oswego, the number two team in the country, before that and won the tournament at their place, the Middlebury Holiday Classic. It just, quite frankly, wasn't what we expected to see, and this is a good tune-up game for Middlebury as they prepare to go into NESCAC play the rest of the way.
Yeah, you make a good point, and it's interesting how these two teams parallel each other. The Panthers, seemingly a different team, winning the Middlebury Holiday Classic that they hosted here, as you mentioned, beating St. Michael's College 4-0, and then stunning the second team in the nation in Division III hockey, the Oswego State Lakers, 4-3 in a game where they just looked like world beaters. And then the following week, having a couple of disappointing games against Wesleyan, a 6-1 loss, and then a 3-0 shutout loss against Trinity. And for these Plattsburgh State Cardinals, they were the victors, the champions in the WB Mason tournament held at their rink. They beat Tufts 5-0, and in the championship game, they had a 4-1 win over Babson College. So kind of interesting the way that these two teams parallel each other coming into this contest.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, Plattsburgh's a better team than their 7-7 record indicates. We were talking to their head coach at the end of the Prime League tournament, which is the last time Middlebury technically saw Plattsburgh but didn't get to play them because they didn't advance to the championship game. But he was just saying how fast of a team they are, and that's evident. We've seen it in warm-ups how fast they are getting to the puck.
Yeah, well, they've got some really good players, and we're going to talk about that when we get to the keys in this game. But Middlebury meets Plattsburgh tonight for the 50th time in a series in which the Cardinals hold a narrow 24-21-4 advantage. Plattsburgh State has won the last four meetings between these two teams, including a pair of 5-2 decisions last winter. Middlebury hosted a pair of NESCAC games last weekend here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, and as mentioned, the Panthers fell by a 6-1 count on Saturday to Wesleyan, and then were shut out 3-0 on Sunday to third-ranked Trinity. Alex Heinrich scored the Middlebury goal on Saturday, while Panther netminder Stephen Klein had 32 saves in about 42 and a half minutes of work. Brian Ketchabaugh played the last 17-20. He made three stops. And interestingly enough, Jason, on Sunday, Klein recorded 39 saves in that game to move into fourth place on the Panthers' all-time career list for saves with 1,741 in three-plus seasons. Offensively, Owen Powers paces the Panthers in points 7 and goals 4, while David Bellucci and Michael Fahey each have 2 goals and 3 assists for 5 points. Stephen Klein, though, really, in my mind, the team MVP so far this season. He's got a record of 3-8-0 with a 3.12 goals against average, a save percentage of 91.4, which we'll talk about more in a couple of minutes. He has seen a majority of the time in the Panther crease so far this season. As for Plattsburgh, you mentioned they're a better team than their record. I agree with you. They come into tonight's action at 7-7 overall, including claiming the W.B. Mason Winter Classic title last week with a 4-1 victory over Babson on Saturday. Leading the Cardinals this season are Cam Owens. He's got 3 goals, 11 assists for 14 points. Rich McCartney, who we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes, he has gotten 10 goals on the season in 14 games, which is more than double of any other Cardinal. And Ireton Valente has got 11 points. Lawson Fenton in the nets, 5-3 with a 2.82 goals against and a 91 save percentage. Also, Jimmy Pareda at 2-4 with a 3.26 goals against average has split time with Lawson Fenton, this time in the Plattsburgh State goal. But again, this is really a game, Jason, that both teams want to win.
Yeah, at Middlebury, for momentum's sake, they want to get the positive momentum going as they prepare to face Norwich on Tuesday, and we'll travel for that game, be excited to go to Norwich and have that one. But they want it for momentum's sake. Like we mentioned, they're only 3 up and 9 down coming into the game, and it's a game they just want to prove to themselves they can play against a tough team like Plattsburgh, and they can come out with a win.
Well, again, we'll talk about more about this in a few minutes on the pregame show as we get deeper into the keys for both teams. But the way the Panthers have played this season, they had a down couple of games at the beginning of the season. Then they looked like world beaters in the Holiday Classic. And then the way they played last week and against Wesley and Trinity, not that they necessarily played bad. They played Trinity toe-to-toe for 40 minutes before they scored 3 third-period goals in that shutout loss. But I'm wondering what team you think we're going to see tonight.
I'm thinking we're going to see the team that can beat Oswego, because Middlebury is just too talented to come out flat. And one of my keys, just spoiler alert, is to get out to an early lead. And I say that because Middlebury is a much better team in the first period than the second and third periods. They just need to get out to a lead for confidence sake, and I think they're going to be capable of doing that. It's just a question of, can they put all the pieces together? Can they have the crisp passes that go their way and set up opportunities for guys like Vinny Gisani?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we get further into the pregame show. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a minute. You are listening to the Panther Hockey pregame show on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
No one likes being on the sidelines.
But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum Credit Card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward Credit Card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College in Middlebury, Vermont. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Eamon, Jason Wexler on a soggy Friday night. Few places better to be anyway this time of year than inside a hockey arena watching hockey. And as mentioned earlier in the pregame show, Jason, this is a game that the Panthers really want to win so they can start getting some momentum, because they've also got a non-conference game coming up next week on Tuesday night. We're going to be at the Kreichberg Arena, another non-conference game against Norwich University. The Cadets, another tough opponent before we head to Maine next weekend for games against Colby and Bowdoin.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Momentum, the name of the game for Middlebury again. 3 up, 9 down. And if they could take these next two games, they'll be 5-9, which is a decent mark. But more importantly, we want to see them play well. The win isn't so important as seeing them play well. And honestly, they played well against Trinity. They just let up a third period goal with 28 seconds into the period, and that kind of let the steam out of the sails.
You're right. I agree with you. I think it kind of deflated them. I thought they played very well. They played Trinity toe for toe, which is a pretty good team. They're a very fast team, and after getting that goal at 28 seconds into the third period, it kind of deflated them. But again, the Panthers right now at 1-7 in the conference, believe it or not, are only one game out of a playoff spot. Again, in the NESCAC, if you're not familiar with this, the top eight teams out of the 10 teams make the playoffs. And right now, the Panthers are in ninth place. They're only one game behind the 2-6 Bowdoin Polar Bears. And Jason, let's take a look at those standings right now to kind of flesh that out.
So Colby leads at the top of the standings. They're tied with Williams. Both teams are 6-2. Trinity is 4-1-1. And they're also tied with them in the conference because of winning percentage, both with a 750 winning percentage. Amherst is after that. They're 3-1-3 with a winning percentage of 64.3. Hamilton after that, they're 4-2-1. Connecticut College 3-3. Wesleyan 2-2-2. Bowdoin 2-6. Middlebury 1-7. Bruce, like you mentioned, and Tufts not able to catch a break. They're 0-5-1.
Yeah, so the Panthers have got this non-conference game tonight against Plattsburgh. They've got a non-conference game Tuesday night against Norwich in a game that is always physical. So two non-conference games, which may or may not be good for the Panthers because they don't affect the standings. They obviously want to win those games. But again, next week, two tough games up in Maine, and the Panthers really want to be playing well before we head north.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Think of these as practice games almost, just to fine-tune some things and get yourself ready for what you think you're going to face up in Maine between Bowdoin and Colby. And just look at it as an opportunity to grow. Every game is another opportunity to grow.
Well, again, Stephen Klein is going to be in the net tonight for the Panthers. We're going to get to the starting lineups in just a couple of minutes. But, Jason, I'm curious, for you, what do you see as your three keys tonight for the Plattsburgh Cardinals?
One has to be get shots on Stephen Klein. The Cardinals are averaging 32.4 shots a game. Panthers have been giving up a ton of shots. Klein had to make 39 saves in that 3-0 loss the other day. And it's just too many shots for him to be facing. And although he's played well, if the Cardinals are able to attack the Panthers, they could knock him out of the game, and we could be seeing a little bit of Brian Ketchabaugh. And now what do they need to do offensively? Or I guess I should say defensively, they need to rely on their goaltender. Freshman goaltender Lawrence Fenton was named the Suniac Men's Ice Hockey Goalie of the Week for the period ending January 7th. This marks his second Goalie of the Week honor, as he also earned a distinction on November 27th. Let him be your pacemaker. And the other one is get offense from Rich McCarty. Guy's only a freshman, but he's been doing everything asked of him offensively in 14 games. 10 goals, Bruce, which is more than double any other player. He's the team's second leading scorer with 13 points.
And one of the things that we will talk about later in the game is that this Cardinals offense has got some players on this team that can score.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
And now let's take a look at some of the game notes and the keys for the Middlebury College Panthers, who, as you mentioned, Jason, come into the game tonight at 3-9-0 overall. They're 1-7 in the conference, ninth place in the NESCAC. They don't score a lot of goals, which has been an issue. They score 1.5 goals a game. They've given up 3.92 goals a game, which is something that they're going to have to work on. The power play has, let's be honest, it's been a problem this season. They're 1-37. That's 2.7%. They've got to work on that. Their penalty kill, though, has actually been pretty good. 39-47 on the season, 83%. Shots on goal a game for Middlebury, 24.7. Shots on goal against for Middlebury, 35.3. That is one of the things that they're going to have to work on. So my keys for tonight's game, Jason, forget about last weekend. As mentioned, the Panthers had a tough weekend last weekend, losing two conference games to Wesleyan and Trinity. At 1-7 in the conference, the Panthers find themselves in ninth place in the NESCAC, but only one game out of a playoff spot, which right now belongs to the 8th place Bowdoin Polar Bears at 2-6-0. Tonight's game, as mentioned, not a conference game, but getting a win would go a long way to generating some momentum for the Panthers when they return to conference play next week against Colby and Bowdoin. Although, again, as mentioned, they do have a game next Tuesday night at Norwich. Key number two on the special teams, Middlebury has got to get the power play going. As a team, we saw what the Panthers are capable of doing during the Holiday Classic, which they won, beating two very good teams, St. Michael's College and the Oswego State Lakers. That being said, the conference wins, the only ones that really matter. And in order to make some noise in the NESCAC, they're going to need to win and get this power play going. Right now, it's 1-37 or 2.7%. And as mentioned, that needs to improve. And last but not least, and you mentioned this in your keys for the Cardinals, goaltending. The Panthers' Stephen Klein has a 1-7 record and a goals against average of about 3.35, but his save percentage is 91%, and Klein has literally stood on his head many of the games this season. In my mind, the team's best player at this point, in my mind also, he's the team's MVP so far this season. And although the Panthers have had some other players with good seasons so far, Klein has really done it all. To win this game tonight, he's going to have to play well. And that being said, the Panthers are giving up 35.3 shots a game. They've got to do better than that. They can't give up that many shots. They're overworking him. And so I think if the Panthers can hold that shot total down tonight, given what we've seen them do this season, I think they've got a good chance to win this game.
And Bruce, I hear you. One thing I want to add, I think a guy that will take some of the pressure off because he's back in the lineup is Brendan Dawson. Hadn't played the last few games because of a coach's decision, but he's back in there tonight, and I think he's a guy that will make a difference. A guy with incredible athleticism. We saw him go end-to-end for a goal this season, and that was absolutely incredible. Just a guy that they were missing offensively and defensively, so I think he's my X factor tonight.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, too, because Coach Neil Sinclair has made a couple of lineup changes. Sun Ho Park is in the lineup tonight as the third left defenseman. He's going to be paired with Jimmy McKee. And Sun Ho is a very, very good skater. He's also very good handling the puck. So he's getting a chance to play tonight. That is good to see. And I think that with Klein getting the start, I think that the Panthers have got some speed in the lineup tonight, and I think that they're going to be able to do some good things. Again, they're not a tremendously big team, but they do have some players that can skate. As you mentioned, Brendan Dawson is an elite skater, and I think if he can do some things with the puck, I think that will certainly help the Panthers, especially on the power play.
And another guy, Bruce, that's an incredible skater has to be Vinny Gisani. You just notice his speed when he gets out there. They just need to do a good job of setting Vinny Gisani up.
I agree with you 100%. And that being said, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Bye.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal. Unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So, why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler live from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena as the Middlebury College Panthers get ready to take on the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals. And right now with the starting lineup for the visiting Cardinals, Jason Wexler.
Thank you very much, Bruce. It'll be Lawson Fenton in goal, the freshman from Medina, New York, followed by Andrew Pizzo, his right defenseman. Philip Middleton will be the left defenseman. The left winger will be Mike Falanga. Anthony Denoyer will be the center, and Cole Stollard will be the right winger. What about for Middlebury?
And for Middlebury, Jason, in goal for the Panthers, no real surprise here. Number 31, senior Stephen Klein from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. The senior gets the start again. Again, no real surprise there. On defense, number 33 on the left side, freshman Eric Jeremiah from Hanover, Massachusetts. On the right side, sophomore number 2, Brendan Dawson from Medway, Massachusetts. He'll man the right side. Up front, at left wing, number 43, freshman Charlie Lawrence from Wellesley, Massachusetts. At center, senior Vinny Gisante from Montreal, Quebec. And on the right side, freshman Michael Fahey, number 25, from Pembroke, Massachusetts. The starting lineup for the Middlebury College Panthers.
And again, Bruce, we can't understate how good Stephen Klein has been and how big of a part of the team's success he has been. They just need to make it a little bit easier on him. He can't face as many shots as he's been facing.
Well, again, when you're giving up almost 35 shots a game, you're asking a goaltender to really exert a lot of effort and make a huge amount of saves, and he's going to wear down at some point. And so, again, giving up 35.3 shots a game, that's something that Middlebury is going to work on and see if they could get that number down a little bit. We're going to take a break right now as they get ready to present the American and Canadian national anthems here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. We'll be back right after this. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus. Middlebury College Hockey Night in Middlebury. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler with you as we get ready to get the game started between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals. Behind the bench, Bob Emery, the iconic coach for Plattsburgh State. Behind the bench, his Cardinals getting ready to take on the Middlebury College Panthers. Behind the bench for Middlebury, Coach Neil Sinclair in his third season. Assistant Coach Brian Finney doing a good job leading the Panthers. The Panthers, as we get started, are going to be skating from left to right in their iconic white and blue uniforms with blue numbers. And the Cardinals in uniforms that I've always liked, reminiscent of the Arizona Coyotes. Kind of like a rust color with white numbers and pretty sharp-looking uniforms, Jason.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And it should be a good one in store again. I want Middlebury to get out to an early lead, build some confidence, and just go from there.
All right, we're getting ready to take the face-off. Owen Powers for the Panthers against Cam Owens for the Cardinals. It's just about time to go. The puck is dropped. The face-off won by Powers. Back to Ryan Ash, who dumps it in, or tries to dump it in, rather, to the Plattsburgh defensive zone. Valenti now with it for the Cardinals. He skates along the left-wing boards. Passes it up to McCartney, who is now in the Middlebury defensive zone. The Panthers with the puck in the left corner behind the net. Stephen Klein behind his cage. Valenti with the puck now for the Cardinals. A shot saved by Klein. Valenti with a drive from the left point. It's back in the left corner right now behind Klein's cage. Goes around the right side. Camille the puck now for the Panthers as Plattsburgh dumps it back in behind Klein's cage. Quilty with the puck for the Cardinals. The Panthers with the puck back. Ryan Ash with the puck behind Klein's net. Passing it to his defense partner, Frank Cozzolito. Ash with the puck again in the right corner. Loses the puck to Cole Stallard, who tries to get it to the right point. He loses it, and here comes Middlebury. Charlie Lawrence with the Panthers into the Plattsburgh zone. He sends it on net, and it's deflected wide. Falanga with the puck for the Cardinals, and we have a penalty. The penalty going to be coming at 18:49 of the first period.
And Bruce, that was a beautiful almost setup there for Michael Fahey. He just kind of tripped her. We'll see what the penalty is.
And the faceoff in the Plattsburgh defensive zone. Vinny Gisanti taking the faceoff for the Panthers. And Ross Sloan for the Cardinals. Puck dropped, one by Gisanti. Barber with the puck now for the Cardinals. We're going to be trying to kill this penalty. Gisanti with the puck on the right corner. He is behind Fenton's net. It's at the left point. Fahey across to Ash. Ash and Fenton. Fahey with the puck now. Back to Ash. Back to Fahey. Ash at the top of the circles. Over to Charlie Lawrence. Ash at the top of both circles. Over to Fahey, who loses it. He dumps it in. Alex Heinrichs with the puck now for the Panthers. In the left corner. At to the top. Over to Fahey at the left point. Fahey with a wrist shot. And it is blocked by Lawson. Bunch of players coming together. Lawrence with the puck now, and it comes out of the Cardinals' defensive zone all the way down. Klein has to play it, and he leaves the puck for Ryan Ash, who is getting things sent up behind the Panthers' cage. And here come the Panthers into neutral ice. Mitch Allen with the Panthers for the Panthers dumps it in along the left wing boards. He's in the left corner looking to get it to the point. He's being tied up. Allen still with the puck, looking for someone to pass to. He passes it to Jimmy McKee at the right point. Back to McKee. McKee with a wrist shot. And a big save by Fenton, who did not know where that was right away. Jimmy McKee with a nice job getting a wrist shot off. And Fenton going down to cover that up. 17:28 left to play first period. 40 seconds left on the Plattsburgh penalty.
And that penalty, Bruce, was for interference.
Interference. So Owen Powers taking the faceoff now for the Panthers against Owens for the Cardinals. Won by Owens back behind the Plattsburgh net. Still in the zone. Powers with it along the left wing boards. Quilty with the puck for the Cardinals. He dumps it out, and the Panthers have to retreat back into their defensive zone. And it's passed up Kukachuk, who cannot handle it. It's at center ice. Mitch Allen with the puck for the Panthers. He dumps it in. Owens back for the Cardinals. He's trying to clear it out. Nothing doing yet. The puck now in the right corner. Powers battling with it for Owens. Owens brings it out, skating along the left wing side. He's got Pizzo with him. Drops it off to Draben, who gets a shot off, but it is wide. Ash with the puck now for the Panthers. It's along the left wing boards. Comes out of the zone. The penalty is now over. Teams back at even strength. And Draben with the puck now for the Cardinals. It's taken by Trevor Turnbull, who brings it in. He comes in. He is forced wide by Lindquist of the Cardinals. Frank Cozzolito with at the left point and a drive. And it is stopped by Fenton. Danny Tai doing a nice job setting up a screen in front, but Fenton doing a nice job covering that puck, making sure no further damage. 16:14 left to play first period. And so far, Jason, the Panthers bringing some pressure.
Yeah, and bringing the energy in front of the net, really trying to force the issue.
Danny Tai taking the faceoff of the Panthers against Lawson for the Cardinals. Won by Lawson, but the puck still in the Plattsburgh defensive zone. The Panthers at the point for Cozzolito, a wrist shot. And Fenton with another save. Alex Heinrichs in front, but again, Fenton doing a nice job covering that puck and stopping any possible threats right in front of his crease. He's been pretty busy so far this period.
Yeah, and he's had to face four tough shots by Middlebury. Again, just the activity in front of the net, something to be proud of if you're Coach Sinclair.
And Connor Lloyd taking the faceoff now for the Panthers against Ross Sloan of the Cardinals. This faceoff in the left circle to the right of Cardinal goaltender Lawson Fenton. and Sloan chased out of the faceoff circle. He is replaced by Malafronte. And the puck comes out of the zone. Sloan with it now for the Cardinals. Dumps it into the Middlebury defensive zone. Sloan goes down. And McKee with the puck. He sends it along the left wing boards as the Panthers skate to neutral ice. Pizzo with the puck for the Cardinals. Dumping it back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Brendan Dawson plays it around the boards. He's hit. A solid hit by Malafronte as the puck comes out. The Cardinals now skating with the puck at center ice. Brendan Dawson with it in the neutral zone along the left side. Passes it to Matt Danner with a wrist shot. Sticked aside by Fenton as the puck goes into the corner. And then Oye for the Cardinals with the puck back behind his net. And as it comes around, the Panthers doing a nice job keeping it in. And Ryan Ash sending it across to his defense partner there. And the Panthers score! Sending it around. And it came in front. And I don't know if you saw who sent that in, but it was just sent around, kind of an innocuous pass, and the Panthers buried it.
It looked to be Charlie Lawrence to Vinny Gisani. We'll get confirmation on that in just a minute. But a nice pass in front of the net and good positioning by the man in front. Again, we think it was Vinny Gisani. We'll get confirmation on that in just a second. And finally, Middlebury out to another lead.
All right, Owen Powers taking the faceoff now. And he wins that against Nwaye of the Cardinals. The puck at center ice right now along the right wing boards. Powers with it. He loses it. And Mitchell Allen has it for the Panthers. Dawson with the puck again for Middlebury right now. They are exactly at the center faceoff dot. Powers with it. With a backhand, he sends it in. And Lindquist now with the puck for the Cardinals in the right wing corner. They're trying to get it out. And the Panthers doing a nice job hemming them in. The Cardinals can't get it out right now. Denoye with it again. They've got a two-on-one if they hurry. Denoye forced outside. Although the puck is still in the Middlebury defensive zone. And a shot from the point. And they score! Valenti at the top of the circles doing a nice job sending that back in. And it eluded Klein. I don't know if that one was deflected.
Yeah, it was deflected on the far side crease. But first, just for clarification's sake, that last goal by Vinny Gisani, we got that one right, and assisted by Charlie Lawrence. That last goal, Bruce, a tip-in off a shot from the top of the point, like you mentioned.
All right, so quickly, Plattsburgh strikes back. 14:01 left to play first period. 1-1, Plattsburgh and Middlebury. Six shots on goal for the Panthers, three for Plattsburgh, but the game is tied. Gisanti with the face-off win for the Panthers. And Trevor Turnbull dumping it into the Plattsburgh defensive zone. It comes out Owens with the puck for the Cardinals. Quilty takes it into the Middlebury defensive zone. He's got the puck along the right side at to the top between the circles. Quilty with the puck again. A wrist shot that Klein gobbles up. That shot came from the top of the right circle. And Klein doing a nice job gobbling that one up.
And Falenga gets credit for that goal off the tip. And we've talked about it all season. Sometimes it's not the initial shot, Bruce. It's the rebound. And the rebound there put in by Falenga.
Yeah, Falenga doing a nice job of burying in that rebound. So the face-off to the left of Klein. Gisanti taking the face-off for Middlebury against Owens for Plattsburgh. Won by Gisanti. But Owens has a puck right now again for the Cardinals in the Middlebury defensive zone in the left corner. They're trying to cycle the puck. Gisanti takes it, sends it around. And Philip Middleton with the puck for the Cardinals in the right corner, trying to get it to the point, not able to do so. As Gisanti has the puck, he sends it back behind Klein's net. And here come the Panthers along the right wing side. Frank Cozzolito dumps it in for Middlebury, and Fenton has to come out. He leaves it for Middleton, who sends it along the right wing boards. They try to get it out, and it does come out. Owens gets it out, and it comes into the Middlebury defensive zone. And Eric Jeremiah sends it in. He sends it into the Plattsburgh defensive zone. Powers with the puck now for Middlebury. And Mitch Allen with the puck down at the top of the shot. And it is saved by Fenton. And the puck comes out. Logan with the puck now for the Cardinals along the left side, dumping it in to the Middlebury defensive zone. Jeremiah picking up the puck for the Panthers. And it looks like that was offside. So we've got 12:31 left to play in the first period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 1. 7 shots on goal for the Panthers, 4 for the Cardinals.
And we're brought to you, Bruce, by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Bergens, and Foster Motors, home of the We Care people on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Danny Tye taking the faceoff for the Panthers against Liam Lawson for the Cardinals. Won by Lawson, back behind Fenton, the Cardinals goaltender. As the Cardinals try to get it out, it comes back in the right corner. And Joe Drabin with the puck now. Sends it across to his partner Fournier, but taken by Middlebury. Turnbull with a shot! And that goes over the top of the net. Trevor Turnbull doing a nice job getting a shot off there. Logan with the puck for the Cardinals as they break it out. Joe Drabin takes it into the Middlebury defensive zone on the right side. Tries to center it. Logan with the puck for the Cardinals now in the left corner. The Panthers, Jimmy McKee tying it up along the boards as the Panthers try to get it out. It's back to the point. Fournier with a drive from the left top of the circle. As Alec Heinrichs battles for the puck, sends it back behind Klein as it goes into the right corner. Trevor Turnbull takes the puck. He dumps it across to Danny Tye, who sends it in as the Panthers change. And the Cardinals get ready to set something up. And the puck bounces back into the Cardinals' defensive zone. Fenton leaves it for his defenseman, Lindquist. As they try to get something set up here. Bates with the puck for the Cardinals. And as the Panthers try to prevent the Cardinals from getting into their zone, there's a penalty on the play, and I think that's probably going to be hitting from behind. Hitting from behind, 11:06 of the first period. That's going to go against Eric Jeremiah. So 8 minutes and 54 seconds into this first period, Jason, Plattsburgh going to get their first power play of the game.
And if you're Middlebury, just continue to move the puck around. You don't need to be so gung-ho about getting an offensive opportunity. Just keep it out of Klein's way.
And Valenti with the puck after the face-off win by Plattsburgh at the right circle. Valenti at the top across to Lawson at the left side in the Cardinals doing a nice job trying to get it set up here as it bounces out and comes back to center ice. The Cardinals setting this up. Barber along the left side setting it up, dumping it in. It goes back behind Klein as the Cardinals try to get their power play set up. Quilty lets it go to the point. Valenti with the puck now for the Cardinals as Cozzolito tries to get it out, and Owen Powers does. And it comes out. And Mitch Allen along the right wing side, the left wing side, he's got it in there. It's 1-on-4. But Allen doing a nice job taking valuable time off the clock. 1:13 left in the penalty to Jeremiah, the minor for hitting from behind. As the Cardinals set up their power play. And McCartney dumps it into the Panther zone. He's behind Klein now, trying to get something set up. McCartney still with the puck. He gets it to the top of the point. Pizzo with the puck for the Cardinals. Back to the top of the circles. Fournier with a drive that's blocked and batted out as it comes all the way back down into the Cardinals' defensive zone. Fenton leaves the puck for Drabin. Fournier with the puck as the Cardinals come back out. Skating along the right side. It's into the Middlebury defensive zone. And the Cardinals in the left corner. Brendan Dawson with the puck for the Panthers. He loses it as Fournier with it at the top of the right circle. He gets the puck over to Owens. Fournier with a shot. It's blocked in front. A couple of players. That puck went off a couple of skates. 6 seconds left. Back to the top of the circles. And they dump it in deep. Drabin with the puck for the Cardinals. He loses it. And Middlebury has killed off that power play. Here comes Owen Powers. And a shot, and Fenton with another big stop.
Yeah, Fenton going to his knees to make it and just letting that one go into his stomach.
I'll tell you, he's played a pretty good period so far. A lot of the saves that he's made have been tough ones. But Middlebury doing a really nice job killing off that penalty.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's 40 for 48 on the season, slightly above 83%.
And Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury. And coming back to the point, Falanga with the puck now for the Cardinals. He dumps it into the Middlebury defensive zone. Klein comes out to play it. He's looking for Jimmy McKee. Falanga now with the puck. Sends it around as they try to keep it in, and they do. A nice job by the Cardinals keeping it in the Middlebury zone as they try to get a shot on. And Charlie Parsons with a nice job for the Panthers getting it out as the puck bounces all the way back into the Cardinals defensive zone. And the Panthers have iced the puck. 8:20 left to play first period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 1. 8 shots on goal for the Panthers, 5 for the Cardinals.
And we're brought to you by Vermont Field Sports for all your sports and hunting needs. A great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
All right, so the faceoff this time going to be to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Lawson taking the faceoff for the Cardinals, and he wins it against Parsons. He comes back to the point where Lindquist dumps it in behind Klein's net right now. McKee with the puck for the Panthers, trying to get it out, but the Cardinals doing a nice job keeping pressure on it. Cozzolito with the puck for the Panthers, up to Charlie Lawrence at the top of the blue line, and it comes out, and here comes Plattsburgh. Logan with the puck now at the left circle, a shot, and it's loose, and Klein gobbles that up, and he'll hold on. 7:53 left to play first period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 1. 8 shots on goal for the Panthers, 6 for the Cardinals. Both teams with a power play this period. Both teams 0 for 1.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But I want to go back to that save by Klein a moment ago. Great job using the angle, moving a little bit to his left to shield the puck with his body.
Lawson taking the faceoff against Jasante. Won by Lawson back to the point. Fournier with a shot. It's blocked. It's now in the corner. Jasante sends it back behind Klein's net where Jeremiah looks to get it for the Panthers as they try to come to center ice. Charlie Lawrence goes down. He gets over to Michael Fahey. Fahey with a drive, and it goes wide as Jasante tries to keep it in. He's not able to do so, and here comes Plattsburgh. Logan is met by Brendan Dawson. And Fahey with the puck now as he skates in his defensive zone. He gets it out. Gets the puck over to Alex Heinrichs, who dumps it into the Plattsburgh zone. Quilty takes the puck as they skate to center ice. Owens with the puck now along the left wing side. It's now in the left corner as the Cardinals try to set something up and the Panthers try to shut that down. Dawson with the puck for the Panthers. Skating along the left side as he skates between the circles, now into the neutral zone. Dawson dumps it in as the Panthers will change. Fenton comes out for the Cardinals. Quilty with the puck. He passes it over to McCartney. Dipsy doodling into the Middlebury zone. He gets a shot, sends it in front, and scores!
Beautiful pass.
McCartney teaming up with Quilty over Klein's left shoulder. 6:37 remaining in the first period. Plattsburgh jumping up to a 2-1 lead on their 7th shot of the game.
That was a fantastic drop off. Great awareness, and that just comes with time. It's great chemistry by those two Plattsburgh players.
And Sloan taking the faceoff now against Powers for the Panthers, and it's one and a shot. And Fenton made the save, but as he made the save, he went flying as a Middlebury Panther went crashing into him. I think he lost an edge.
Yeah, Camille Tkachuk, the one who knocked into him, and he was a little bit slow to get up, but both players looked to be all right.
Yeah, fortunately, cooler heads prevailed. It was obviously accidental. Owen Powers taking the faceoff now against Sloan for the Cardinals. This faceoff in the circle to the right of goaltender Lawson Fenton of the Cardinals, who's played really well this period so far.
And the goal, by the way, by Andrew Pizzo. The assist by Rich McCartney and Matt Quilty.
All right, so the puck comes out, and it is dumped back into the Cardinals' defensive zone. And Ayrton Valenti with the puck for the Cardinals. He sends it into neutral ice. Frank Cozzolito with the puck in the Panthers' defensive zone. He's held up along the boards by number 26, Ross Sloan. It's squeaks out. Ryan Ash with the puck now for the Panthers. He sends it along to Mitch Allen as the puck is in neutral ice. Allen with the puck along the right wing circle sends a wrist shot, that Fenton does a nice job getting with the pad and the blocker on Middlebury's 10th shot. That shot looked like it was a lot tougher save than it actually initially appeared to be.
Yeah, he almost dropped it in front of him. Again, like you mentioned, had to go to the blocker and end of the sticks to secure it into his stomach.
Jasanti taking the faceoff against Dinoye for the Cardinals. Won by Dinoye in the left corner. Charlie Lawrence in the corner, the puck being held up. Fahey there as well. Jasanti with the puck, looking to get it to the point where Jimmy McKee is waiting, and he loses it to Falanga, although it comes across, and the puck is now at neutral ice. Here comes Jasanti back into the Cardinals' defensive zone. He gets a shot off that Fenton makes an easy save on. Jasanti with the puck again in the right circle, dumps it back behind Fenton's net. Charlie Lawrence with the puck. Fournier doing a nice job walling him off. And Duraye taking the puck for the Cardinals. He drops it back. And a nice job by Michael Fahey breaking that up. But there is a penalty on the play, and it's a hooking call. And this one is going to go against Middlebury. Vinny Jasanti has taken a minor for hooking. So 5:03 left to play in the first period. Plattsburgh already with a 2-1 lead. They're going to get their second power play opportunity of the night and a chance to increase their lead to 2 possibly.
Yeah, and again, if you're Middlebury, don't worry about the offensive side. Just worry about playing a little defense.
Cole Stallard taking the faceoff for Plattsburgh against Owen Powers. Really a draw. As it comes back out, Stallard has it. He gives a nice job getting a backhand off, but it comes out. Powers has it for Middlebury, who dumps it in. Remember, Middlebury is killing a penalty here, and Powers doing a nice job keeping it deep into the zone, and a shot! Oh, Mitch Allen getting a nice shot off of a Powers' hard work. Fenton making a nice save for the Cardinals. Middlebury doing a nice job killing his penalty. Owens with the puck down for the Cardinals as he skates into Middlebury's defensive zone. The puck right by Klein's cage. Right now it is at the left circle. Back to Pizzo at the left point. He tries to dump it in. Looking for Draben, broken up by Middlebury. Fournier with the puck now. That is broken up as it comes in front. And at the top of the circle, Owens sends it across. Pizzo with a drive. And that is gobbled up by Klein, who has also played a really strong first period as Plattsburgh takes their 8th shot of the game. 4:09 left to play first period. Plattsburgh leading Middlebury 2-1. 10 shots on goal for Middlebury, 8 for Plattsburgh. 1:07 left in the penalty to Vinny Jasanti, the 2-minute minor that he took for hooking. So the faceoff won by Plattsburgh, but it scoots back out into neutral ice. Valente back with the puck, and he's chased all the way back by Danny Tai, which wastes more valuable time. 48 seconds left on the penalty, and here comes Plattsburgh into the zone. It's sent across. Matt Quilty getting a backhand off that goes a little bit wide of the cage at the point. Valente now across, and that is broken up by Middlebury. Danny Tai does a nice job getting that out, sends it back out, and Fenton leaves it for Valente. As the Cardinals set up once again, they get ready to get things going here. Valente brings the puck up. He skates along the left side, dumps it in. Brendan Dawson back for the Panthers. And that one took an inadvertent bounce. I don't know exactly who that pass was to, but it came back on Stephen Klein, who wisely held that up. So 3:21 left to play first period, 2-1 Plattsburgh. 19 seconds left in the second power play advantage for the Cardinals tonight. They are 0-1. The face-off again to the left of Klein. A pair of nines taking the face-off. Dinoye for the Cardinals. Parsons for the Panthers. Won by Dinoye, who sends it back to the point. Fournier at the top of the circles with a shot. Deflected off a couple of players. Fournier with a drive from the top of the circles. It's cleared out by Powers. And the team's back at even strength. Middlebury doing a nice job killing off that second power play. Lindquist dumps it back in for Plattsburgh as the Panthers break out. Here's Charlie Parsons. He leaves it for Mitch Allen, who makes a shot that Fenton has to save. Trying to center it. Fenton does another job. Nice job preventing that from going in front. And here comes Plattsburgh. Falanga dumps it into the Middlebury defensive zone. It's in the left corner. Falanga tied up with Jasanti as Plattsburgh tries to get it in front. No luck there. Falanga with the puck now circling, trying to get it to a teammate. Falenga still with the puck, doing a nice job keeping it moving, but loses it to Charlie Parsons, who sends it back into the Plattsburgh defensive zone. Pizzo with the puck now, skating along the right side for Plattsburgh. He hits the red line and goes in, and he is now in the Middlebury defensive zone by the right circle. Tries to get something going here. Broken up by Middlebury. Middlebury, if they hurry, he's got a two-on-one. Mitch Allen with Charlie Lawrence and a shot. That went wide. Jimmy McKee with the puck for the Panthers. Dumps it back in behind Fenton. Charlie Lawrence with the puck now. He's being held up by a couple of Cardinals. And a shot. Score! A shot from the left circle that deflected off of something. Couldn't exactly see what that went off of. There was a lot of players there, but again, hard work by Middlebury paying off, and on their 15th shot, the game is tied.
A little bit of a dribbler there. Again, it deflected off something. I'm not quite sure what, but the most important thing, Middlebury's playing tick-for-tack.
Yeah, they really are, and they are outshooting Plattsburgh 15-8. That's one of the keys that we had for them to bring pressure, and they are doing that. 1:45 left to play first period. The game now tied at 2. Owen Powers winning the faceoff against Owens of the Cardinals, and it's at neutral ice. Valente with the puck now for Plattsburgh. Dumping it in. The puck bounces behind Klein, and Pizzo sending it in front. Boy, that puck took a weird bounce right in front of Klein's cage. Valente with it again with a backhand that Klein gobbles up. And gets a stoppage of play. Matt Quilty with some nice work in front. Quilty was actually the one getting the backhand off. 1:24 left to play first period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. 15 shots on goal for the Panthers, 9 for the Cardinals. And we've got Owens taking the faceoff for Plattsburgh against Jasanti. One by Jasanti, back to the right corner. Cozzolito trying to get it out. Alex Heinrichs doing a nice job getting it out finally. And here comes Middlebury. Jasanti along the left side looking for Charlie Parsons, broken up by Plattsburgh to the point. Cozzolito with a wrist shot behind Fenton's net. It's in the right corner now. Plattsburgh trying to get it out. Valente trying to get it out. He had a collision with Charlie Parsons. Here comes Owens. 1 minute left to play in the period. Owens dumps it into the right side. Cozzolito with the puck for Middlebury. McCartney battling along the boards with Cozzolito. It's being tied up along the corner. Quilty comes in. He gets it out. He dumps it back out. And it goes all the way back down. No icing, though. And Danny Tye, doing a nice job chasing that, making Plattsburgh rush a little bit. The puck bounces into neutral ice. And it took a couple of weird bounces. Fortunately for Middlebury, nothing came of that. Here come the Panthers. Michael Fahey with a shot. That is saved by Fenton. 16 seconds left to play in the first period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. 15 shots on goal for the Panthers, 10 for the Cardinals. The faceoff to the right, to the left of goaltender Lawson Fenton, who's had a pretty good period so far. Cam Owens taking the faceoff for the Cardinals against Owen Powers for the Panthers. And it's won by Lawson, who takes it back. Stolen by Powers. It's behind Fenton right now in the left corner as the Panthers try to get the puck to the point where Jimmy McKee tries to get a shot off, but he cannot hold it in. And at the end of 20, essentially, we are right where we started. The Middlebury College Panthers and the Plattsburgh University Cardinals are tied at 2. We'll be back to talk about it right after this. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi. Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bibbets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
Thinking about a new or used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury here on 92.1 WBTK. We're after 20 minutes of play, nothing solved. The Panthers and Plattsburgh Cardinals tied at 2 in a period, Jason, that I think the Panthers really kind of dominated.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Their aggression from the drop of the puck was something that was apparent. Plenty of good shots in front and leading to two goals. The first goal by Vinny Gisani.
Sending it across to his defense partner there. And the Panthers score! Sending it around. And it came in front, and I don't know if you saw who sent that in, but it was just sent around, kind of an innocuous pass, and the Panthers buried it. Yeah, Charlie Lawrence on that play was a Panther that sent that around, and Vinny Gisanti burying that goal. Gisanti is a goal scorer, right place, right time. That made it 1-0 Middlebury. That goal coming at 5:08 of the first period. But you know what, Jason? We know that Plattsburgh is a good team, and 51 seconds later, Mike Filanga got the Cardinals on the board and made it 1-1. Although the puck is still in the Middlebury defensive zone, and a shot from the point. And they score! Valente at the top of the circle is doing a nice job sending that back in, and it eluded Klein. I don't know if that one was deflected. And that one was deflected. Actually, Ayrton Valente with the secondary assist. It was actually Cole Statler that sent the pass over to him, who got it up front to Mike Filanga. That made it 1-1 at 5:59 of the first period. And the teams played for about 8 minutes. And then at 13:27 of the first period, Andrew Pizzo, number seven of the Cardinals, got Plattsburgh back on top. For the Cardinals, Quilty with the puck. He passes it over to McCartney. Dipsy doodling into the Middlebury zone. He gets a shot, sends it in front, and scores!
Beautiful pass.
McCartney teaming up with Quilty over Klein's left shoulder. 6:37 remaining in the first period. Plattsburgh jumping up to a 2-1 lead on their seventh shot of the game.
Bruce, a beautiful drop-off there by Vince McCartney, just leaving it in front and at point-blank range. Nothing that Stephen Klein could do. Probably the best pass we've seen all season.
Yeah, it was a pretty good pass. And again, Pizzo doing a nice job putting it over his shoulder. So 13:27 of the first period. That made it 2-1 Plattsburgh. But you know what? We've talked about the Panthers. They're never say die. And Charlie Lawrence, a couple of minutes later, got the equalizer. Jimmy McKee with the puck for the Panthers, dumps it back in behind Fenton. Charlie Lawrence with the puck now. He's being held up by a couple of Cardinals. And a shot. Score! A shot from the left circle that deflected off of something. Couldn't exactly see what that went off of. There was a lot of players there, but again, hard work by Middlebury paying off. And on their 15th shot, the game is tied. Michael Fahey and Jimmy McKee working hard to get the puck to Charlie Lawrence, who really just sent kind of an innocuous shot that went, just eluded Fenton, who had a pretty good period. But again, 18:15 of the first period, that made it 2-2. And again, Jason, after 20 minutes, nothing really solved. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2.
You gotta love, Bruce, how Middlebury's playing with their aggression. 16 shots on a very good goaltender. And like you said, Bruce, never say and die. Continuing to fight, continuing to go after the puck. And nice to see Dasani get on the board. His second goal of the young season. Because he was the leading goal scorer last season. And it's just nice to see him get back into what we knew he was capable of doing. Quite simply, the kid's a goal scorer.
Yeah, he is a goal scorer, and he's worked very hard this season. And you can kind of see he's playing with a little bit of an edge tonight. And when he plays with an edge, he's a really good player. He's a really good player all the time. But you could see that he is determined to play very well tonight. So after 20 minutes of play, Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. We'll be back right after this. Talk a little bit more about the first period. Also take a look at the NHL scoreboard and any NESCAC action that is going on tonight. Again, after 20 minutes, Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WBTK. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, where after 20 minutes, Middlebury and Plattsburgh have solved nothing. 2-2 for the Panthers, goals by Vinny Gisanti and Charlie Lawrence. And for Plattsburgh, Mike Falanga and Andrew Pizzo hitting the twine, making it 2-2 after 20 minutes of play. Shots on goal for the period, 16 for Middlebury, 12 for Plattsburgh. Middlebury 0-1 on the power play that period, Plattsburgh 0-2. And so as we get ready to start period two, going to be interesting to see which team is able to build on what they did that period. Also, though, some NESCAC action tonight. And Jason, what do we got going on scoreboard-wise?
Colby and Trinity, they've solved nothing too, Bruce. They're scoreless with 14-12 to go into first period. Start of the second period, it's Williams 2, Manhattanville nothing. Like you said, here it's 2-2 between Plattsburgh State and Middlebury. And Bowden and Wesleyan throwing down. They're going to start the second. They're yet to have a goal in their game.
Yeah, so again, as we get ready to start the second period, I was just thinking back about the games that we have seen so far this season, and I have to say, I'm going to look this up, but I think I'm almost positive that is the most shots on goal that the Panthers have had in a period this season, or one of the highest totals that they've had. Because I actually, you know what, I have to correct myself, because one period last week they had 20, but a good period for Middlebury.
Yeah, you're exactly right. A very good period for Middlebury. And the aggression was there, in particular from Vinny Gisanti. And I know I keep harping on it, but because of how special of a player he is. And his ability to get that one in the net is going to do wonders for his confidence going forward. These two games coming up, the next game in two periods, should be confidence builders for Middlebury. Should be a chance to work on some stuff. Should be a chance to get back to what they know they need to do to be successful. And that is aggression.
Yeah, and again, as you mentioned, confidence building, absolutely. The Panthers have got a very tough game coming up on Tuesday night against Norwich, the Cadets, and as long as I've followed Middlebury hockey, no matter where either team is in the standings, those are two teams that play very hard against each other. That is going to be a very physical game. It's going to be a game that the Panthers will also want to win. So, again, I think you're 100% right that this is definitely a momentum builder for the Panthers if they're able to pull this one out. I think that'll be something that will really benefit them. But we'll talk about more about that in just a moment. We'll be right back. Take a look at the NHL scoreboard. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
The The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play, 92.1, WVTK.
Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman live from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, where after 20 minutes of play, Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. 16 shots on goal for the Panthers, 12 for Plattsburgh, in a game that both goaltender Stephen Klein for the Panthers and goaltender Lawson Fenton for the Cardinals have played fairly well. Some NHL action. Jason's got the out-of-town scoreboard for the NHL.
Bruce, thank you. The Blue Jackets lead the Canucks 1-0 at the end of the first period. Flames and Panthers are scoreless very early on, with 15:40 to go in the first period. Hurricanes lead the Capitals 1-0, 16:14 to go in the first there. Later on, the Jets take on the Chicago Blackhawks, and the Oilers will battle the Coyotes. That game with a 9 o'clock puck drop.
Yeah, so here we go, getting ready to start period two of this contest, a game that the Panthers have played fairly well. So is Plattsburgh, though, and as mentioned, the Panthers with 16 shots on goal in that period. And of those 16 shots, Mitch Allen, whose name we said an awful lot that period, Jason, had 4 of those shots. He played pretty well.
Yeah, he did. And Allen was the guy that was big in that game against Oswego with those last 2 goals. So he's a guy we know that's capable of playing well. Wouldn't be surprised to see him knock one through.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see him knock one through and help the Panthers get on top here. But again, 20 minutes played, nothing solved. The team's getting ready to come back onto the ice for the second period. This period, the Panthers will be skating from right to left, the Cardinals from left to right. A beautiful night here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. I guess we should enjoy this weather while we have it, because I guess there's a winter storm.
Well, we still think it's raining. We've been inside for a half hour.
That's true. I think there's a...
About an hour, I said.
I should know this because I was on the radio this morning, but I believe there's a winter storm warning in effect for our area. Actually, it starts at 9 o'clock tonight through 4 o'clock tomorrow, so anybody that's listening that is out on the roadways, please be careful. We want you to stick around and be able to hear all the great games. And again, you can hear Panther hockey all season long on the One Credit Union Radio Network. The game coming up on Tuesday night from the Kreichberg Arena, Norwich University. Jason and I will have that game at 7 o'clock, the pregame show at 6:30. And then next weekend, we head to Maine. 2 very important games for the Panthers as they take on Colby and Bowdoin.
Yeah, those will be 2 very important games. But right now, Middlebury's got to focus on the task at hand. And right now, it's pretty much scoreless, all essential purposes, between Middlebury and Plattsburgh.
100% correct, my friend. And the Panthers would love to get a win in this game as we get ready to get things going here. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for the Panthers, while Cam Owens taking the faceoff for the visiting Plattsburgh Cardinals. And by the way, in that first period, Plattsburgh out-face-offing, if that's even a word.
Oh, it is.
Middlebury 14-8. So the referees are ready to go. We're ready to go. And here we go. The second period underway. The face-off won by Owens. And it's into the Plattsburgh zone. Owens with a backhand that Fenton gloves and then loses. Quick whistle by the official. 19:51 left to play. Second period. Face-off going to be to the left of goaltender Lawson Fenton, who made 16 saves in that first period. Same 2 players taking the face-off. Powers taking the face-off against Owens. Won by Owens in the left corner as Plattsburgh sends it out, dumps it into the Middlebury zone. It'll go all the way down, and that will be an icing call as Brendan Dawson touches up. So that will come all the way back. 19:40 left to play second period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. Tonight's game at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Really a beautiful place to see a hockey game.
Oh, you're absolutely right. We have a great view just above center ice.
And Vinny Gisanti wins the faceoff against Owens. The faceoff goes behind Fenton in the left corner. Now Fahey with the puck for the Panthers. He's tied up Owens has the puck as Plattsburgh breaks out, skating through center ice. Here's Valente skating along the left side, trying to set something up in front, and it is broken up by Fahey. Did a nice job, and here come the Panthers. Jasanti passing to Fahey as the Panthers go into the Cardinals' defensive zone. Sends it around back behind Fenton. Jasanti with the puck, dropping it off to Fahey, who sends a shot. That's blocked. Stallard with the puck for the Cardinals, who sends it out into neutral ice. A big hit by Charlie Lawrence. The puck comes all the way back into the Panthers' defensive zone. Brendan Dawson with the puck for Middlebury as he skates between the circles. Sends it up along the left side, looking for Alex Heinrichs. And the puck goes in, and Middlebury is offsides.
And Heinrichs was hit late. Heinrichs just hit into the boards on the far side, right, and did like it. I don't blame him.
Yeah, so the faceoff is going to come outside, right, the dot right in front of the Plattsburgh bench. Danny Tye winning the faceoff, sends it back to Jimmy McKee as they dump it into the Plattsburgh zone. Tye with the puck behind Fenton, tries to send it in front. He's with Trevor Turnbull, broken up by Plattsburgh as they skate along the right side, right along their bench. Stallard with the puck now along the left side, tries to chip it in, broken up by Turnbull, and loses to Plattsburgh right in front of their bench. And the Cardinals dump it in behind Klein, comes around to Matt Danner, who skates it up, and he dumps it in as Middlebury will change up their defensive pairing. Danner doing a nice job keeping it in. And Danner looking for Charlie Parsons. It's broken up by Plattsburgh. And Connor Logan with the puck along the boards for the Cardinals comes to the point. Kept back in by Danner. Sends it around behind Fenton's net. Jeremiah pinching in for the Panthers. Danner comes in to take his spot at the point. And here comes Plattsburgh. Noah Batis drops off to Lawson. It's in the right corner. Middlebury taking the puck. Frank Cozzolito doing a nice job getting it out. Getting it over to Charlie Parsons, who dumps it in as the Panthers change. And the Cardinals have to chase. Lindquist sending it up along the boards to Malafronte, who dumps it in. No icing. Ryan Ash with the puck in the right corner. And trying to hit a streaking Owen Powers. He misses. Kamil Tkachuk has to come back to get it. Sends it back to Ryan Ash as the puck slips into the Plattsburgh zone. And Lindquist sends it back out into neutral ice. The puck being tied up now. Parsons along the bench with Malafronte. Parsons dumping it in. And Plattsburgh sending it right back out. The puck right now in front of the Middlebury bench, as both teams try to get something going. Jimmy McKee now for the Panthers sends it over the red line. And Plattsburgh dumps it right back in as Charlie Barber sends it back in on the right corner. Mitchell Allen with the puck. He gets it to Owen Powers, who dumps it in as the Panthers change again. 16-17 left to play second period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. And here comes Plattsburgh. Ayrton Valente with a shot, and it's gobbled up by Klein. One thing about Valente, who had a pretty good first period, he has got some speed, kind of a deceptively fast shot. And he actually shot that off his back foot, which sometimes can be trouble for goaltenders because you may not see exactly where it's coming from when you kind of are able to hide a little bit. Klein did a nice job making that save there. Owens taking the faceoff now against Powers. Owens for Plattsburgh against Jasanti. Excuse me, won by Jasanti. Sent back to Jeremiah, over to Michael Fahey. Valente with the puck now for Plattsburgh, a shot that gets blocked. Jasanti has it. Middlebury, if they hurry, has a 4-on-3. It's dumped in. Valente and Jasanti in the corner. Charlie Lawrence with the puck behind Fenton's net. Jasanti behind the net now, looking for somebody in front, and it's blocked. Jeremiah pinching from the right point. He sends another shot in. Charlie Lawrence doing a nice job. He's getting roughed up along the corner, but he does a nice job holding the puck up along with Michael Fahey. Cam Owens coming up with the puck for Plattsburgh, dumps it into the zone, and McCartney sends it in front. Klein sending that wide with the big goalie stick. and it's picked up by Alex Heinrichs, skating along the left side, looking for someone in front. He's got Danny Tai with him, tries to get it to the point, but it comes out. Frank Cozzolito and Ryan Ash teaming up as they dump it back in. And it's behind Fenton's net. Middleburg trying to get something going here. Ash with a shot from the point. That's deflected as we hit the 15-minute mark of the second period, and it comes back out. Falanga with the puck now deep in the Middlebury zone behind Klein. Stallard with the puck in the left corner. He goes down, no call. Cozzolito can't get it out. They send it on Klein. He stops that with the big right pad. The puck now behind Klein. Danny Tai with the puck to Trevor Turnbull. And they skate into the Plattsburgh zone. A shot that Fenton has to fight off. He had some trouble with that. Turnbull with a nice job getting that shot off. Connor Lloyd for the Panthers with a shot that goes wide. Brendan Dawson pinching, keeping it in. It's in the left corner now. Lloyd held up along the wall. The puck now behind the Plattsburgh net. Falanga with the puck along the left side. It's now a two-on-one for Plattsburgh if they hurry. Denoyer with a shot that's blocked. And here comes Danner for the Panthers in neutral ice. Draben takes the puck back for Plattsburgh. He's got Logan with him. And that one is broken up by Connor Lloyd. A nice defensive play by the Panthers. As Charlie Parsons skates along the right side. And a shot by Owen Parsons that goes wide. Draben with the puck now for Plattsburgh. Tkachuk with the puck for Middlebury. He skates in and a shot that he took above the left circle. That deflected off of another stick. 13:34 left to play second period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. Middlebury at... And he's behind the net looking for the point. Sends it over to Valente. Barber at the right point. And that is blocked. It's Joe Draben with the puck for Plattsburgh. Back to Barber from the right pot. A shot that is wide. Not a good shot by Barber there. Gisanti gets it and he just sends it out. They'll ice that puck. They'll take that to release some of the pressure. 12:41 left to play. Second period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. 20 shots on goal for the Panthers. 14 for Plattsburgh. And Jason, in that sequence right there, the Cardinals just happy to relieve the pressure and get a break there. Excuse me, the Panthers just happy to take an icing call and relieve the pressure there because the Cardinals were definitely threatening there.
Yeah, it gives them a chance to set up defensively and hopefully win the faceoff.
And Ross Sloan taking the faceoff for the Cardinals. Won by him. It comes back. Nice job by Jimmy McKee preventing that from bouncing back into the Middlebury zone. It's in the Plattsburgh zone, right along the left boards, right by the blue line. Michael Fahey tying that up. Danny McKee trying to get it in deeper. It does get behind Fenton. Matt Denner trying to set it up in front. Over to McKee. Over to Ty, rather. And players flying all over the place here. The only thing we were missing there is a rodeo. You like that? I'm good with these analogies every once in a while. Puck back at center ice, comes back into the Plattsburgh defensive zone. Both teams really having a tough time getting anything going here, at least in the last couple of minutes or so, and Plattsburgh has iced the puck. Boy, in that sequence there were bodies flying everywhere.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And a little bit of a sloppy play, but both teams still playing pretty good hockey. You get a feeling that whoever gets this next goal is going to have a lot of momentum on their side.
Yeah, Sloan taking the faceoff for Plattsburgh against Parsons for Middlebury, won by Sloan. It comes back out as Plattsburgh looks to break out. They dump it in. It comes to the right circle, to the right of goaltender Klein, and that is icing. And the Plattsburgh bench is not too happy about that icing call. I'm not really sure why, but they're not too happy about that.
I was going to say I'm not sure why either.
All right, so the face-off to the left of goaltender Lawson Fenton, who's had 14 shots to stop in this game. 20 shots, excuse me. 20 shots for Middlebury, 14 for Plattsburgh. Sloan taking the face-off again against Powers for the Panthers. Won by Sloan, who's done a good job on face-off tonight. And they try to get it out, and it does come out. It comes out to neutralize Ryan Ash with the puck down for the Panthers. Sloan with it again for Plattsburgh. He steals it along the left side, sends it behind Klein. And Batis with the puck for Middlebury, for Plattsburgh. along the boards with Ash. And it looks like they're going to say that was offsides. Bate is coming together with Ryan Ash, both players going down. And the faceoff is going to come just outside the Panthers' defensive zone, right in front of the scorer's table. Vinny Gisanti taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Matt Quilty. And for the Cardinals, won by Quilty, driven back in by the Cardinals. Brendan Dawson back for the Panthers. He sends it off the boards. The Cardinals try to keep it in. Nothing doing there. Charlie Lawrence skating along the right side. A 3-on-2 if the Panthers hurry. He had Gisanti and Fahey, but the Cardinals doing a nice job breaking that up. And the Cardinals trying to get something sent up there. Middleton trying to set up a pass for McCartney, but it was too far. And Plattsburgh has iced the puck. Boy, a lot of icings in the last couple of minutes here. 10:56 left to play, second period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. 21 shots on goal for the Panthers, 14 for Plattsburgh.
And Bruce, we're brought to you by Mike Fuels of Bridport and Brandon for all your home business and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon.
Rich McCartney taking the faceoff against Danny Ty. One by Ty, but the puck bounces out. And the Panthers skate at neutral ice. Danny Ty with the puck sending it into the Plattsburgh zone. Alec Heinrichs trying to get something set up here. He was looking for a streaking Jeremiah for the Panthers who pinched. Comes back out. Now Cozzolito paired with Jeremiah. They've sent it back into the Cardinals defensive zone. Philip Middleton taking the puck for the Cardinals. It comes to neutral ice. Dumped back in by the Cardinals. Pizzo taking it for the Cardinals behind Fenton. They're looking to get something set up here. It comes over to Draben, who skates right over the center ice circle as the puck bounces back in to Fournier, who sends it into the Middlebury zone. Lawson with the puck for Plattsburgh. Lawson skates in front of Klein, trying to get a shot off. Connor Logan with coming in front of Klein. The Panthers force him outside. Draben with the puck now. The puck is behind Klein as they look in front for Lawson. Broken up by Middlebury. Nice job by Jimmy McKee to break that up. Here comes Matt Denner with a shot. He sends that wide. Over to Powers. And right there, Connor Logan coming in kind of late on Ryan Ash, and the referee is having a little discussion with him about not doing that again. 9:25 left to play second period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. Hockey Night in Middlebury here on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. In a game so far, Jason, that's been pretty entertaining.
Yeah, exactly right. No goals scored this period, but the two teams going back and forth offensively. Right now, Plattsburgh with the puck.
Sloan and Powers taking it, one by Sloan into the Middlebury zone. Barber with the puck down at the right circle. He sends it across to Valente. Back to Barber. He's going to shoot. And that is deflected into the corner. Here comes Owen Powers. He is looking for Tkachuk. It's broken up. And Dawson with the puck. He retreats to his defensive zone. Tkachuk with the puck again. And it pops back out. Brendan Dawson with the puck right now as he skates over the center ice dot into the defensive zone of the Cardinals. A wrist shot that is gloved quickly by Fenton. Not a difficult shot for him. 8:51 left to play. Second period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh tied at 2. And we had a lot of goals in the first period. But, Jason, this period really, things have slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, things have slowed down. But not for lack of effort on both teams. Just a couple of inadvertent passes not leading to good shots. And by the way, Bruce, we're brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store.
All right, Denoyer for the Cardinals taking the faceoff against Powers, won by Denoyer. The puck still in the Cardinals' defensive zone. Here they come at center ice. The puck over to Pizzo at the right circle. He's walled off by Jeremiah. The puck back behind Klein. Cozzolito trying to get it out. He's chased and held against the boards by McCartney. Falanga with the puck now for Plattsburgh. They get it to the point. Pizzo at the right circle. Over to Noye with a wrist shot. Pizzo back of the circle. His shot, and he scores! The puck came back. right over the blue line, right at the top of the circles, and Pizzo with a wrist shot. From De Noye, and it somehow went in, seemingly under Klein's arm, but a lot of traffic in front. 8:07 left to play, second period. Plattsburgh now with a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, Klein might have been screened on that one. Like you said, a lot of traffic in front, making it difficult for Klein to see the laser that came at him and went through the twine.
All right, Danny Tai taking the face-off against Lawson. Here come the Cardinals again. The puck deep in the Middlebury zone in the right corner. Owens with the puck now as it pops out. And Heinrichs with the puck for the Panthers sends it into the Cardinals defensive zone as Lindquist with the puck for Plattsburgh sends it over to Owens, who goes to the left side, tries to get it into the Middlebury zone. No sale. And Alex Heinrichs sends the puck into the Plattsburgh defensive zone. He's taken down, no call. Middleton with the puck now for Lindquist, excuse me, with the puck now for Plattsburgh behind Fenton's net. Puck comes back to the point. Connor Lloyd at the point sends it in. Lindquist with the puck again. He's battling with Charlie Parsons behind Fenton's net as the puck comes back all the way back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Brendan Dawson back for the Panthers. Sends it up. He was trying to hit Charlie Parsons as Plattsburgh dumps it back in. Ross Sloan with the puck in the right corner for Plattsburgh as Middlebury tries to get it out. Matt Danner trying to get it out. Middleton doing a nice job for Plattsburgh of keeping it in. Connor Lloyd also in there as it's stuck along the boards. Middlebury gets it out. Charlie Parsons has got it over to Matt Danner. Danner trying to get a shot. He is walled off by Middleton with a nice play preventing any shot there. And Lindquist with the puck. And here comes Plattsburgh with a 4-on-2 if they skate hard enough. Quilty with the puck in for Plattsburgh. And Malafronte with a shot that went wide. It's now in the corner, the right corner. Cozzolito has it for Middlebury as it comes back down. And that is going to be an icing. 6:02 left to play, second period. Middlebury trailing Plattsburgh 3-2, but out shooting them. 22 shots on goal for the Panthers, 16 for Plattsburgh.
And Malafronte had a great opportunity. He was right in front, just couldn't get it to go.
Yeah, Lawson taking the faceoff now against Connor Lloyd for the Panthers to the left of Klein. Won by Lawson, back to Lindquist at the right point. Lindquist making the spot play, dumping it in, but it's picked up by Jeremiah. Lawson with the puck again. Getting it to McCartney in the corner, who's tying that up. Sends it behind Klein as the Panthers try to get it out. Connor Logan back to McCartney. And here they come towards the front of the net. McCartney with the puck, dumping it back in. And Connor Lloyd with the puck for Middlebury. Behind the net, sends it up the boards. Looking for Charlie Parsons. And here comes Plattsburgh again. Lindquist with the puck. He's between the circles. He's shot. And that is blocked by Klein. He dropped it but gobbled it up quickly. And so 5:20 left to play in the second period. Plattsburgh leading Middlebury 3-2. Shots on goal in the period. 20 for Middlebury. 16 for Plattsburgh. And by the way, on that third goal for Plattsburgh, that was scored by Andrew Pizzo, who was unassisted coming at 11:53 of the second period. So the faceoff to the right of Klein. It's Ty and Lawson, won by Ty. Middlebury trying to get it out. Here comes Mitch Allen. He dumps it into neutral ice. Jumps back in. The puck jumps back into the Plattsburgh defensive zone. Barber with a puck for Plattsburgh, chasing it back behind his goaltender Fenton. Along the boards, Camille Tkachuk for Middlebury loses a wheel. Barber with the puck now for Plattsburgh. Skating along the right side, bringing it into the zone at the circle. And he sends it in, and Desnoyers with a tip. That Klein did a nice job of walling off. And the Cardinals doing a nice job getting that puck up the ice very, very quickly. Barber with a nice setup to Desnoyers. who deflected it on Klein, who made a nice stop there. 4:40 left to play second period. Plattsburgh up by one.
Great concentration there by Klein. He just noticed where the puck was, look down at it, and grab it.
Owens taking the face-off for Plattsburgh against Jasante. Won by Owens. It scoots out Charlie Lawrence along the left side. He is into the Plattsburgh zone looking for Fahey, but it's deflected, and he's not able to pick that up. Fahey with the puck again, looking to Cozzolito at the top of the shot with a drive and a big save by Fenton. Cozzolito got all of that one. That was a big stop that Fenton just made. The puck into the corner. Charlie Lawrence with the puck for the Panthers sends it back behind Fenton as Plattsburgh breaks out. Here comes Pizzo. Cozzolito takes the puck from him in the Middlebury zone as Middlebury breaks out. Fahey with the puck. He's got Jasante and Charlie Lawrence. Fahey into the Plattsburgh zone as they get set up. Here comes Jeremiah with a drive. That's broken up. And McCartney for Plattsburgh dumping it in as both teams are changing. Jeremiah, who's got some speed with the puck for Middlebury, he's skating up along the right side. He has got some wheels. He's into the Plattsburgh zone. He loses a puck. Antoine Fournier picks it up for Plattsburgh. A shot that is deflected by Alex Heinrichs as Plattsburgh comes into the Middlebury zone. They are offsides. So 3:24 left to play in the second period. Plattsburgh leading 3-2. The difference in this game, a goal by Andrew Pizzo. Goal coming at 11:53 of the second period. Sloan taking the face-off for Plattsburgh against Ty for Middlebury. Won by Sloan into the Middlebury defensive zone. And here comes Charlie Parsons into the Plattsburgh zone. He tries to center it. Nice job by the Plattsburgh defense of preventing that. Ty in the corner now, along with Charlie Barber. All the players are tied up. Charlie Parsons with the puck now behind Fenton's net. And it squirts in front of the Plattsburgh netminder. He'll cover that. No harm, no foul. 3:04 left to play second period. Plattsburgh leading Middlebury 3-2.
And we're brought to you by Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store, and more. Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, 1232 Exchange Street in Middlebury, with a drop-off location, Bruce, in Vergence.
And the face-off, Parsons against Lawson, won by Parsons. It comes back into the Plattsburgh defensive zone, back behind Fenton as Plattsburgh gets going here. Pizzo breaking out, looking for Draben. It's in the right corner. Dawson with a big hit as Logan with the puck now for Plattsburgh. He tries to center. It's broken up by Middlebury. Pizzo, who's got two goals tonight, with a wrist shot, and that one just missed. Logan with the puck now for Plattsburgh, looking for the point. Lawson with the puck now as Plattsburgh cycles to the point. Pizzo with a drive, and that one goes wide. Middleton for Plattsburgh in the right corner, broken up by Dawson and Tkachuk. Logan with the puck now for Plattsburgh. They're doing a good job of keeping it in. Owens at the right circle. He goes toward the center of the circles, tries to center it. Draben has got the puck now at the right circle. Dawson breaking that up. The Panthers still can't get it out. Valiente at the top of the right circle. He sends it across to Lawson with a drive, and that one goes wide. And we have a whistle. And there is a penalty. There is a tripping penalty. Kamil Tkachuk going to the box. A two-minute minor for tripping. That penalty coming at 17:59 of the second period. And so Plattsburgh back on the power play. This is their third opportunity tonight. They are 0-2 so far.
And I feel like a broken record, but again, if you're Middlebury, don't worry too much about offense. Just worry about playing defense and knocking it out of your zone when you have the chance.
And Quilty with the puck now for Plattsburgh. He sends it to the top of the right circle where Barber is waiting. Barber sending it to Valente at the top of the circle. Barber with a drive, and he misses that one. He did not get a lot of that one. McCartney with the puck now for Plattsburgh. He's still got the puck. He's circling. Sends it in front. Valente with a shot, and Klein with another one. He lost it, though. Couldn't stop the play there. He could not control the rebound as it comes back out. and it comes back into the Plattsburgh defensive zone. Valiente coming up now for Plattsburgh at center ice. Quilty with the puck sends it over to the left side for Valiente. Valiente. Lawson. Barber. Valiente at the right circle. At the top of the circles. Lawson. Valiente. Barber. Cozzolito for Middlebury. He's got the puck now, and he's going to send it out with 1 minute left to play in the period and 1 minute left in the power play to Kamil Tkachuk on Middlebury's third shorthanded situation of the night. Plattsburgh so far 0 for 2. And here come the Cardinals again. Falanga with a play that's broken up by Danny Tai. It's into the Middlebury zone. Owens with the puck now for Plattsburgh. At the right circle, he tries to set that up. Nice job broken up. That's broken up by Jimmy McKee, who did a nice job breaking that play up. Middlebury trying to get it out. Sends it over to Danny Tai, who does a nice job sending that all the way down. Fenton has to use the big goalie stick to block that. Gives it to his teammate, Malanga, who brings it into the Middlebury zone. Dawson takes that from him. Sends it around. Mitch Allen going to try to send that out. Plattsburgh doing a good job keeping it in. Dawson with the puck again for Middlebury, who skies it, tries to get it out. Fournier loses it to Dawson. It comes out. And Mitch Allen with a shorthanded bid. I don't think that would have counted anyway because there wasn't enough time on the clock. And Plattsburgh is not too happy that he took that shot. I don't know what they're not happy about. There was 1 second on the clock when he took it. But that being said, 40 minutes played. Plattsburgh now up 3-2, 21 shots on goal for Middlebury, 18 for the Cardinals. We'll come back to talk about it. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum credit card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward credit card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. or choose to donate your Visa Platinum reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
There are not many better ways to spend a Friday night than at a hockey rink, in my opinion. And that's exactly what we are doing. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler, live from the Chip Canyon 85 Arena here on the campus. Middlebury College, Middlebury, Vermont. Hockey night in Middlebury. The Middlebury College Panthers taking on the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals in a non-conference game. And after 40 minutes, Plattsburgh leads Middlebury 3-2. But the Panthers out shooting Plattsburgh 21-18. In a game so far, Jason, that has been pretty entertaining.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's been very entertaining. Like you mentioned, Middlebury out shooting Plattsburgh 21-18. And the difference in this game for Plattsburgh has been that one goal from the top of the point. And it's really been a case of Middlebury matching everything Plattsburgh's been able to do except for that one goal. They certainly shouldn't feel bad about themselves. They're certainly playing up to their potential and playing up to the potential of Plattsburgh. And like we talked about, Plattsburgh coming in 7-7 and a team that's not as subpar as their record would indicate. Middlebury playing a good aggressive game. Both teams playing a good aggressive game. Only one goal in that period as opposed to four aggregate because a couple of missed opportunities on both sides.
Yeah, in terms of power plays, Plattsburgh is 0-3 on the night so far, and Middlebury is 0-1. So really not a lot of opportunities for Middlebury so far, but they've done a really good job on the penalty kill. Again, their penalty kill coming into this game at 83%, 39 for 47. So my math is not outstanding, but right now if you take that into account, then they're 42 for 50, which is 84%. So that's good. That's why I'm not a professor. My math is not that great. But again, Middlebury doing a great job. And let's talk about that. Again, we talked about that third goal of the game. It happened at 11:53 of the second period when Andrew Pizzo for the Cardinals got his second goal of the game. Falanga with the puck now for Plattsburgh. They get it to the point. Pizzo at the right circle. Over to Nwaye with a wrist shot. Pizzo back in the circle, his shot, and he scores! The puck came back right over the blue line, right at the top of the circles, and Pizzo with a wrist shot from Dave Nwaye, and it somehow went in, seemingly under Klein's arm, but a lot of traffic in front. 8:07 left to play second period. Plattsburgh now with a 3-2 lead. And as you mentioned, Jason, a goal that kind of just eluded Klein. There was a lot of traffic in front, but that made it 3-2 Plattsburgh. Again, the goal coming at 11:53 of the second period. The only goal that was scored this period. And one of the things that I've noticed that Plattsburgh is doing in this game, they seem to be doing everything they can to get a lot of traffic in front of Steven Klein.
When you screen a goalie, quite simply, it makes it hard for him to see, right? And if you can't see, you can't react properly. If you can only see a little bit, you again can't react properly because you don't know how fast the puck's going to come at you, at what angle the puck's going to come at you. And Steven Klein's a guy that relies on angles in the net, as do many other goaltenders. But we see it move agilely from left to right to stop plenty of pucks. And if he's just screened in front, it's just difficult to see and difficult to read and react.
Well, one of the things that I have noticed in the games that Klein has played really well, and tonight is one of those games, he's had really a clean line of vision. I was thinking about this. I don't really recall a game where he's had as many deflect off someone or someone in his face. So you got to give credit where credit is due. Plattsburgh doing a good job getting traffic in front of him tonight and making his life a little bit difficult. As you mentioned, he relies on angles. He's a quick goalie. He's a big guy. And so they're doing a good job. But conversely, Middlebury has also done a good job tonight. They're really moving the puck. Again, Middlebury scoring their two goals in the first period. Vinny Gisante getting his second of the year at 5:08, and then Charlie Lawrence getting a goal at 18:15 of the first period. So again, we'll talk more about that in a second. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard. Also, give you an update on some NHL action. Hockey night in Middlebury, though. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK Port Henry on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So, why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler having some fun, spending Friday night watching what I think the greatest game there is, hockey. The NESCAC game tonight between the, it's not a NESCAC game, it's actually an out-of-conference game between the Plattsburgh University Cardinals and the Middlebury College Panthers, where the Cardinals lead Middlebury 3-2 after 40 minutes of play. Checking the out-of-town college scoreboard, what other action we've got going on tonight, Jason?
Kobe and Trinity are scoreless that game with 8:17 to go in the first period. Williams with a 2-0 lead over Manhattanville. That game just starting the second period. Start of the third period coming here, like we mentioned. Plattsburgh with a 3-2 lead over Middlebury. And Bowden and Wesleyan are notched at nothing with the second period underway. 4 minutes gone by in that second period.
And again, that game of interest to the Panthers because Bowden is ahead of the Panthers in the standings, in the NESCAC standings anyway, at 2-6-0. Middlebury behind them at 1-7-0. And again, the top eight teams in the NESCAC make the playoffs, so Middlebury needs to move up in the standings. And again, another non-conference game coming up on Tuesday night against the tough Norwich Cadets team, which is going to be a very physical game. So Middlebury would like to get a win here tonight to springboard them, get some positive momentum into the game coming up on Tuesday. And then next week, Jason, you and I will hop in the Barkmobile and head up to Maine to see the Panthers play Bowden and Colby.
And I've never been to Maine. I'm excited for that.
They had a lot of coffee there. They do.
Thank goodness.
That's absolutely true. That's very, very important. But hockey is important, too, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the NHL scoreboard. At the end of 40 minutes of play, Plattsburgh leading Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Now back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK. Bruce Zeman and Jason Wexler bringing the game to you between the Plattsburgh University Cardinals and the Middlebury Panthers. Plattsburgh leading 3-2. As we get ready to start the third period, the Panthers skating from left to right, the Cardinals from right to left. Owen Powers in the faceoff circle for Middlebury. He is getting ready to take the faceoff against the Cardinals. Cam Owens, won by Owens as the puck bounces back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Klein leaves it for Jeremiah, who sends it up to Powers. Powers dumps it in. Powers skating hard into the Cardinals defensive zone. It's in the right corner. A couple of Panthers go down. Barber with the puck now for Plattsburgh. Sends it around behind his net. In the left corner, Brendan Dawson pinching for the Panthers. Barber with the puck again for Plattsburgh. Sends it to Valente. Back to Barber. Barber over the red line, dumping it into the Middlebury zone. Klein coming out to play it. Jeremiah leaving it for Powers. He's not exactly there, but he picks it up and he dumps it out. He is successful in getting it to center ice. And Plattsburgh, if they hurry, have a 3-on-2. Lawson over to Logan. And a quick whistle. And the puck is in the left corner. I guess the referee probably lost sight of the whistle there. Makes sense. So the faceoff will be to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Lawson taking the faceoff for Plattsburgh. Jasante for Middlebury. Lost by Jasante. Comes back to the point. Draben with a drive. It's deflected into the netting. 19 minutes left to play, third period. Plattsburgh leading Middlebury 3-2. The faceoff again to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Lawson for Plattsburgh, Giusanti for Middlebury. One again by Lawson. Back to Middleton with a drive that goes wide. Pizzo at the right point. He's got two goals tonight, trying to keep it in. He is not successful. Middlebury gets it out. Charlie Lawrence getting it out. Middleton with the puck for Plattsburgh, sending it into the Middlebury defensive zone. Cozzolito has it now for the Panthers. He dipsy-doodles with the puck behind his net. Over to Ryan Ash, looking for Charlie Lawrence, trying to hit him. He sends it in, and that is too far. And that is going to be an icing call. 18:31 left to play in the third period. Plattsburgh leading Middlebury 3-2. The faceoff, again, back in the Middlebury defensive zone.
And we're brought to you by Martin's Hardware, Bristol, and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store and more. And by Denniker Chevrolet, where they give you free state inspections for as long as they own the vehicle. Route 7 South in Middlebury, find new roads.
And Giusanti losing the faceoff to Owens. The puck comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Ash going back to get it over to Giusanti in the left corner. The Panthers having some trouble getting it out here. Plattsburgh with some pressure. Sends it over to Sloan with a shot that Klein does a nice job coming out to the top of his crease and gobbling that up. The Plattsburgh Cardinals with some pressure there early in the third period, looking to add to their lead. The faceoff once again to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Danny Tye taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Ross Sloan for Plattsburgh, won by Sloan, but it goes ahead. Brendan Dawson with the puck for Middlebury. He's harassed by Draben as the puck goes back to Valenti and squirts back into center ice. Dawson with the puck. He dumps it in on the backhand into the Plattsburgh zone. Fenton has to leave it as it comes back out. Jimmy McKee with the puck for Middlebury at neutral ice. Sends it across to Malafronte, who dumps it in. Middlebury with the puck along the right boards. Looking for Heinrichs. Danny Tye with a drive over the shoulder of Fenton. That goes wide. Turnbull sending it in. That one is blocked by Middleton, who sends it up. And he dumps it into the Middlebury zone. And it takes a funky bounce. And Klein wisely decides to hold on to that puck. 17:15 left to play third period. And Jason now... the shots are even at 21 for both teams as Plattsburgh starts to add some pressure here.
Yeah, Plattsburgh putting the pressure on Stephen Klein, but it's nothing he hasn't seen before, and it's nothing that he can't handle.
Dade Nwaye taking the faceoff against Parsons. Won by Parsons, back behind the Middlebury net. Tkachuk sends it back to Cozzolito. Mike Filanga holding it along the boards. Filanga and Cozzolito battling for the puck. It's tied up now. Tkachuk with the puck sends it back into the corner. Pizzo with the puck for Plattsburgh sends it over to Filanga from the right point with a drive that Dade Nwaye tries to deflect. Nothing doing though. Pizzo again looking to Middleton at the top of the circles, dumps it back in. Filanga in the left corner, our broadcast right, as the Panthers bring it out. Here comes Mitch Allen at the right circle with a wrist shot that Fenton just gloves, and he will hold on. 16:30 left to play third period. Plattsburgh with a 3-2 lead. The faceoff coming to Fenton's left. Both Fenton and Klein having made 21 saves in tonight's game. Giusanti taking the faceoff against Owens in the right circle. Won by Owens, back behind Fenton. And here comes Plattsburgh. Draben dumping it into the Middlebury defensive zone. Owens chasing for Plattsburgh. Draben with the puck back to the point. Lindquist dumping it back in behind Klein. Owens with the puck now in the left corner for Plattsburgh. And it squirts out. Quilty with the puck trying to get it to Lindquist, but it squirts out and they dump it back into the Middlebury zone. Ryan Ash with the puck behind Stephen Klein up to Michael Fahey. He's got Matt Danner with him and Connor Lloyd. A drive by Fahey that's gobbled up by Lawson Fenton. The 6'2", 190-pound goaltender from Medina, New York, who just recently had his second Suniak honor as goaltender of the week. So the faceoff to the right of Fenton. Connor Lloyd taking the faceoff against Sloan in the right faceoff circle. Won by Sloan, although he drove it back into his goaltender, Fenton, who covered that quickly, will do it again.
And Bruce, we're brought to you by Autumn's Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Autumn Gold on Main Street, downtown Middlebury, and at autumngoldjewelry.com.
All right, Connor Lloyd taking the faceoff again against Sloan, who's chased out of the circle. Malafronte now takes the faceoff. He loses to Connor Lloyd in the right corner. Connor Lloyd, he has his stick being held, no call. And the puck in the corner, and a diving play by Batis to break up a centering pass. Jeremiah at the right point. He sends it across to Dawson. Across to Jeremiah with a wrist shot and a block by Batis, who went down to block that. A nice job stopping that from getting through. Malafronte chasing the puck back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Jeremiah with the puck for the Panthers. He hits Matt Danner on the left side. He drops it, looking for Turnbull. He's got Danny Tai in front. Turnbull trying to get something going, but again, the Cardinals doing a nice job stopping it. Sends it across to Jeremiah. Oh, and it's wide.
That was a point-blank chance for Jeremiah.
And the puck back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Right now, Ryan Ash behind the Middlebury net. He goes down, no call. Cozzolito with the puck for Middlebury. Behind Klein as they get set up. Turnbull with the puck for the Panthers. Middleton taking that back for Plattsburgh. Pizzo with the puck for the Cardinals. He's got two goals tonight. He leaves it for Owens as they send it down. No icing. 14:08 left to play third period. Middlebury trailing Plattsburgh 3-2. Here come the Panthers. Owen Powers trying to get something going here. Dumps it in. Tkachuk dumps it in. Owen Powers chasing the puck. He's got Jimmy McKee at the right point. McKee with a shot. A weak shot that's blocked. Lindquist in the right corner trying to get it out. Mitch Allen and Owen Powers battling him for the puck. He gets it to Quilty on the left side. He skates it up right in front of the Plattsburgh bench. Dumps it in. Jimmy McKee in the corner with Quilty. Now Malafonte over there with Dawson. Here's Owens with a drive. I don't know if that deflected, but it went over Klein's right shoulder. And here comes Middlebury. Tkachuk goes down. Owens over to McCartney. A 3-on-2 if Middlebury hurries. The Panthers get back. And here comes Tkachuk. He's got a streaking Mitch Allen. Over to Charlie Lawrence, the left winger. Tries to get it behind the net, but Plattsburgh breaks that up. Jeremiah pinching in from the right point. He's in the corner now with Charlie Lawrence. Lindquist there along with Falanga for the Cardinals. And the Cardinals looking to break out, and here they come. Falanga over to Owens. He's got it to McCartney. Broken up by Fahey and Cozzolito. Cozzolito back in now in the right corner. The Panthers trying to get it out. No luck yet. Fahey with the puck now as he skates by the right circle as he comes to center ice. Fahey's got Charlie Lawrence with him, and he's also got Vinny Gisante dumped in. The Panthers with a delayed offsides. Valente coming up quickly with the puck for Plattsburgh across center ice. Broken up by Middlebury. And here come the Panthers. A 2-on-1 if they hurry. Vinny Gisante with Charlie Lawrence. Broken up by Barber. A nice play by Plattsburgh. Although Gisante with the puck, he gets it to the point to Ash. Sends it across to Jimmy McKee at the left point. Fahey to McKee. A wrist shot that goes wide. Ash pinches as Gisante covers his spot on the point. It's in the right circle, right corner, below the circle, excuse me. Michael Fahey and Charlie Lawrence, but this is a tired series of Panthers. The Panthers got to get a change here. And Barber takes the puck for Plattsburgh as Middlebury is changing here. And here comes Danny Tai with a shot that goes over the net. He was along with Alex Heinrichs in a shot that went over goaltender Lawson Fenton. 11:38 left to play in the third period. Plattsburgh leading Middlebury 3-2. Shots on goal 22 for the Panthers, 21 for the Cardinals.
And Heinrich finally able to get onto the ice after a long shift. But good news, the Panthers had the puck in their own offensive zone.
Ty taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Sloan for the Cardinals. It bounces back out. Bates into the Middlebury zone. He is streaking. And here comes Middlebury as they dump it into the defensive zone. Malafronte was along there on that rush, so he had to rush to get back. The Panthers doing a nice job getting that up quick. Here comes Heinrichs. He's got the puck for Middlebury. He goes down. No call. Pizzo with the puck for Plattsburgh. Middleton with the puck on the right side. He's skating through the right circle as they break out right in front of the Middlebury bench. And Middlebury trying to get something going here. Matt Danner for the Panthers in the left circle. He's got Charlie Parsons and Connor Lloyd with him. Plattsburgh's able to break that up. The puck bounces in front of Fenton, who lets it go. Sloan with the puck now for the Cardinals in the corner, and he's skating through the left circle. The puck's still not out as Charlie Parsons doing a nice job sending it back in with Connor Lloyd. He's got Matt Danner, the Panthers' fourth line, and they are causing all sorts of havoc here. Ash with a drive that's gloved by Fenton. And Jason, the Panthers' fourth line of Matt Danner, Connor Lloyd, and Charlie Parsons really bringing some energy on that last shift.
Yeah, you're exactly right. But one thing I noticed there, a couple of players getting into it, Charlie Parsons and Evan Lindquist quickly broken up by the officials. Team getting a little bit chippy with 10.5 to play.
Yeah, a little chippy, a little physical. And again, the Panthers pushing for that equalizer. Owen Powers now against Owens for Plattsburgh. The faceoff won by Owens. It comes off the boards. To the point, dumped back in by Cozzolito. The Panthers trying to get something set up here. It's in the left corner. Turnbull with the puck. He's being held on to by Lindquist. The puck now behind the net. And Tkachuk trying to get something set up for Middlebury. No sale. Mitch Allen with the puck now for the Panthers along the left board. He sends it in. It's past Quilty. It goes into the right corner. Fournier with the puck in the right corner. He hits Owens. He's got McCartney with him and also Quilty. He gets it across to McCartney. We've talked about him. He is a goal scorer. And Plattsburgh dumps it back in as we hit 9:40 left to go in the third period. Here comes Valente for Plattsburgh. They center it. Oh, and a terrific play by Ryan Ash breaking that up. Ryan Ash may have saved a goal there as that puck squirted to the left side. And he was there to break that up. And here comes Middlebury. Cozzolito with a pass to Fahey. Fahey in front with a bad angle shot that Fenton gave off a juicy rebound, but Middlebury couldn't get there. Logan with the puck now for Plattsburgh. He's got Draben and Valiente. It is a delayed offside on Plattsburgh, so that puck will come back outside the Plattsburgh line. The Middlebury line, 9:07 left to play third period. Middlebury out shooting Plattsburgh 23-22 in a game, Jason, that has really kind of become a goaltender's battle in the last two periods.
Yeah, it has. We saw two goals on either side in the first period, and after that, only one goal allowed. Like we mentioned, our keys to the game was relying on the goaltenders to get things done.
Absolutely. Lawson taking the faceoff for Plattsburgh against Powers. Won by Lawson, dumped into the Middlebury zone. Klein makes a stick save in the corner with McKee. Logan's got it. He gets it over to Pizzo at the top of the right point. He sends it back around. Logan's got the puck now. Brendan Dawson with the puck for Middlebury behind goaltender Stephen Klein. Dawson skates between the circles, looking to hit Charlie Parsons. And they have iced the puck. 8:31 left to play in the third period. Plattsburgh with a 3-2 lead. The goal scorers in this game for Middlebury, Vinny Gisante at 5:08 of the first period. Also Charlie Lawrence scoring at 18:15. Andrew Pizzo with two goals in this game. And Mike Falanga also with a marker. That one coming in the first period. 8:29 left to play third period. Powers taking the faceoff against Sloan. Won by Sloan. Back, though, into the Plattsburgh defensive zone. Middleton with the puck for the Cardinals as it skips into the Middlebury zone. Jimmy McKee with the puck for the Panthers. Back behind Klein. He sends it along the boards to Fahey, who roofs it. And it bounces right in front of Pizzo, who had to play that quickly because Alec Heinrichs was right in his grill. Malafonte dumping it into the Middlebury zone. Frank Cozzolito with the puck for Middlebury in the right corner. He's also got Heinrichs with him there. As the puck bounces into neutral ice, Fournier with the puck for Plattsburgh. He's got some speed. The puck back behind Fenton, who sends it up to right boards. Malafonte with the puck for Plattsburgh. Malafonte with the puck again, and they are offsides. 7:27 left to play, third period. Middlebury and Plattsburgh battling tonight. A non-conference game here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler, having a blast, spending a Friday night calling hockey. Probably the best thing he could possibly do.
I think you're right about that. And again, this one would be huge for Middlebury momentum-wise. Just worry about that one goal, though, and the rest will take care of itself.
Good point, Jason. Jasanti and Owens, won by Jasanti, back to McKee, who sends it in deep. Tkachuk with the puck for Middlebury. It bounces off the referee. Tkachuk being held up along the boards by Owens, who skates with the puck. A nice play by Ash to break up that play. Owens sends it back into his own defensive zone. Valente has to come back to get it, looking for Barber. Unfortunately, he sends it around to Quilty, who sends it all the way down. And Ryan Ash with the puck for Middlebury in the Panthers' defensive zone. Mitch Allen with the puck. Now as the Panthers come to center ice, Jasanti loses the puck. Still in center ice, Jasanti with the puck still as he goes back over the blue line into his defensive zone, passing over to Ryan Ash as the Panthers change. Long pass over to Charlie Lawrence. And the Panthers with... the Panthers lucky to get away with that one there. They had six men on the ice. And the Plattsburgh bench is screaming now, and they may have a reason for that. Anyway, and the Plattsburgh coach is not too happy. The Panthers had had six men on the ice for a while, and you know, fortunately, they not only got away with that. There's a penalty being assessed to number 27, which is Rich McCartney of the Cardinals. And there's going to be a timeout, and the Plattsburgh captain Cam Owens looking for an explanation. So Middlebury taking a timeout here. We'll set this up for you. 3-2 Plattsburgh. Middlebury on only their second power play of the game. And boy, you want to talk about a turning point potentially in a game. The Panthers have not had a great power play so far this season.
No, they haven't. Coming into the game, just 1 of 37. Quite simply, that's not going to get it done. And you're right. Talk about a critical 2 moments, 2 minutes in this game. It's coming right up.
Yeah, it certainly is. And again, you know, we talked about ebbs and flows of seasons. We've seen some calls go Middlebury's way. We've seen some calls not go Middlebury's way. And on that play, the Panthers caught a break there. The extra man there for a couple of seconds and then getting a power play. So, again, we've seen some calls go against Middlebury this season. This one broke their way. So let's see if they can capitalize on this. 6:24 left to play in the third period. Plattsburgh leading 3-2. The difference in this game, the second goal of the game by Andrew Pizzo. It's an unassisted goal that came at 11:53 of the second period. But since then, there's been no scoring. And really, this game kind of turning into a goaltending battle. Both Stephen Klein for the Panthers and Lawson Fenton for the Cardinals playing very well. The faceoff to the left of Fenton. Sloan for the Cardinals. Powers for Middlebury. One by Powers. Powers has got the puck. Back to Jeremiah at the right point. Over to Tkachuk, above the right circle. Middleton for Plattsburgh, trying to get it out. Mitch Allen with the puck behind the net, sends it up to Dawson at the left point. A shot he took that's blocked by Owens. Back to Dawson, over to Jeremiah, down to Tkachuk, by the circle. Tkachuk over to Powers, to Jeremiah at the right point. Over to Powers. Powers with a drive. And that is deflected off Mitch Allen's stick.
And he was trying to feed Mitch Allen back door there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And with 5:41 left to play in the third period, the Panthers looking pretty sharp on that power play setup. Now we just got to cash in. So 1:17 left to go in the penalty. By the way, that was a high-sticking penalty to Malafonte. Excuse me, to Rich McCartney. And Middlebury with the faceoff won by Powers at the right circle. Now Ryan Ash at the top of the circles. A wrist shot that Fenton will glove. And he will hold on. So 5:30 left to play in the third period. Talk about a critical point in the game if there is one. This is one. Giasanti taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Owens for Plattsburgh. Won by Owens. Over to Ash at the top of the right circle. They're trying to get it out, and they can't, thanks to a great play by Ash. And finally, Plattsburgh is able to get it out with 52 seconds left in the power play. And the minor to Rich McCartney. 5:10 left to play in the third period. Plattsburgh with a 3-2 lead. And here come the Panthers. Giasanti dumping it in, running along the left side. He's in the left corner right now. Barber with the puck for Plattsburgh. He gets it up to Quilty. He's got a 2-on-1 with Valenti. Now the Panthers back. Valenti with a shot. That is off the post. Charlie Lawrence with the puck. And Plattsburgh doing a nice job keeping it in. Owens has got Valenti. Hits it across. It could be a good scoring opportunity. And across to Quilty and a shot. And he shot that wide. And there is a high sticking call that is being made. And the penalty is going to be against Middlebury. Charlie Lawrence, a two-minute minor for high sticking. That penalty coming at 4:38. So, 15 seconds left in the high sticking penalty to Rich McCartney. But now, Charlie Lawrence for the Panthers is going to sit for 2 minutes. So, the Panthers and Cardinals are going to skate 4-on-4 for 15 seconds. And then, the Cardinals are going to have a power play for about a minute and 45 seconds. And this will be their fourth power play of the evening. And they are 0-for-3 so far. So, a critical point in the game, Jason.
Yeah, you're exactly right. In a tough spot for Middlebury to be in, quite honestly. Not sure what you do except try to play a little defense and turn defense into offense.
Yeah, and the faceoff, Danny Tai taking the faceoff against Owens. It comes back out of the zone. Fournier with the puck for Plattsburgh. He dumps it back in, and it went off of something. I think that went into the crowd, so that will probably come outside to the faceoff dot. Actually, I guess they're going to take it at center ice. So 4:29 left to play third period. 1:51 left in the penalty to Charlie Lawrence for high sticking. Only 5 seconds left in the penalty to Rich McCartney. So in 5 seconds, the Cardinals will have a minute 45 power play. And more importantly, take some time off the clock. Owens taking the faceoff against Powers. Won by Owens over to Pizzo, who skates into the Middlebury zone. Sends it behind Klein. Comes out to the point, kept in by Fournier. Owens in the right circle. Draben with the puck now, up to the point. Fournier at the right point. Owens with the puck, sends it over to Fournier with a drive that Klein shoulders into the corner. Draben in the corner, looking to get the puck to the point. Here comes Denoyer. Inouye behind the net, over to Owens, over to Fournier at the top of the circles. Owens over to Pizzo with a shot, and a stop by Klein. Pizzo looking for the hat trick. He's got 2 goals tonight.
And a guy that only had 1 goal, sorry Bruce, just had 1 goal coming in.
Well, he's played very well tonight, and again, really one of the difference makers in the game so far. So we'll set this up for you. 3:29 left to play third period. Plattsburgh leading Middlebury 3-2. 51 seconds left on the penalty to Charlie Lawrence for high sticking. The faceoff in the circle to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Liam Lawson taking the faceoff for Plattsburgh. Vinny Giasanti for Middlebury. And the faceoff won by Lawson over to Valente at the top of the left point. And Giasanti gets the puck back, and he's going to kill some time here as he heads out into center ice. We've talked about his skating skills, and he is flying right now. He goes into the Plattsburgh defensive zone. He goes down, no call. And he is doing a good job taking time off the clock in terms of the penalty.
And on that play, just completely down, honestly, in the fetal position, just not allowing the puck to be there. Doing what has to be done.
That's one of those things that doesn't show up on the scoreboard, but him doing that just took about 12 seconds off the penalty kill. It's a smart play by a smart player. And it's again, it's one of those plays that doesn't show up on the scoreboard. But again, if they come back to win this, that's a key play in this game. So the faceoff directly in front of us, Lawson and Ty taking the faceoff. And the officials are over by Coach Neil Sinclair of the Panthers. They're explaining something to him. Not exactly sure what they were talking about, but 3:01 left to play in the third period. The faceoff won by Owens back into the Plattsburgh defensive zone. Valente with the puck. Leaves it for Barber, who skates along the left side. He comes up across the blue line. Dumping it in for Lawson. Brendan Dawson taking it for Middlebury in the right corner. 5 seconds left in the penalty to Charlie Lawrence. Valente with the puck right over the red line. And Middlebury has killed that off. The team's back at even strength with 2:35 left to play. Brendan Dawson with the puck for Middlebury back behind his net. 2:25 left to play in the third period. Time now becoming the enemy of the Panthers. Trevor Turnbull sending it deep into the Plattsburgh zone. And here comes Plattsburgh if they hurry. A 4-on-3. Valente with the puck at the left circle. Broke up by Jeremiah. Sloan with the puck for Plattsburgh, sending it again deep as they cycle. The puck on the right side of the ice. Sent up. It's picked up by Sloan, who's got Draben with him. And Owens, he sends a drive. I don't know if that went off something, but Pizzo for the Cardinals along the right boards. He's battling with Owen Powers and Alex Heinrichs. The Panthers trying to get it in as it squirts out. Kamil Tkachuk battling with Joe Draben as it comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone. 1:29 left to play in the third period. And a great pass to Mitch Allen. And what a stop by Fenton. Holy Toledo, a big stop. And then it bounced up in the air and his defense partner picked it out of the air. A terrific play by the Cardinals goaltender in his defensive tandem there. And the Middlebury net is empty. And a terrific play by Jimmy McKee to stop an empty net goal. He did a great job breaking that up. 1 minute to play in the third period. And another shot from the point. And remember, the Panthers net is empty.
Dawson was playing goal there.
Dawson made a nice job saving that. And Lawson has it now. And both Powers and Dawson playing goalie here. And here comes Middlebury, a shot that is taken by Jasante that Fenton gloved. And boy, if Middlebury is able to come back and win this game, that may have been the sequence of plays of the year.
That absolutely was. How many times have you seen defensemen just lay it out, just willing to take that one off the oblique and not allowing that one to go in? Maybe he should play goal.
Jasante taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Owens. 33.9 seconds left to play. The Middlebury net empty. Back to Ash. A shot that's blocked by Sloan, and that stung him. The puck back in the right corner by Draben. He can't get it out. Middlebury doing an excellent job keeping it in. Plattsburgh having a tough time getting it out behind the net. Michael Fahey with the puck now. To Jeremiah at the top. He's got it to Ryan Ash, who's at the right circle. It's blocked by Draben, and he skies it, and it's out. And with 2 seconds left, that will do it. A wild finish to the game tonight at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. An exciting third period. Plattsburgh pulls it out, 3-2. They beat the Panthers here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Coming back, we'll get the post-game show going. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs, or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
Thinking about a newer used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK, where we have just seen a wild finish between the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals and the Middlebury College Panthers. And unfortunately for the Panthers, they came out on the short end of a 3-2 decision. But what an entertaining game that was.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. One guy that made a particular impact would be Brendan Dawson, after not playing for a few games because of a coach's decision. But Middlebury definitely didn't lose this one for lack of effort, that's for sure. Brendan Dawson laying out in front of the goal, just taking a shot, squared off his stomach to prevent the lone goal, and just inspired effort by Middlebury, but sometimes you just come up short.
Yeah, I mean, that sequence at the end was absolutely wild there between Brendan Dawson and Owen Powers and even Eric Jeremiah. They stopped three empty net goals, and so they were able to come back the other way and really put some pressure on Lawson Fenton, the goaltender for the Cardinals, who played pretty well tonight, although goaltender Stephen Kleiner played fairly well as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Stephen Klein, he's been the Panthers' most important player to this point, and he was able to stop a lot of tough Plattsburgh shots coming at him. But how about the game for Fenton?
Yeah, he played fairly well tonight. I mean, he made 23 stops, 25 shots, 23 stops, and again, several of those were key. I mean, the Panthers really played with some authority tonight, I thought. I thought they played fairly well, and I thought Lawson Fenton, who, as mentioned earlier tonight, just received his second Suniak honor for goaltender of the week. So you can see why. He is a technically very sound goaltender. He's a big goaltender at 6'2", 190 pounds. Flashed some leather tonight. That catching glove has a quick glove. So he played well tonight for the Cardinals.
And one other guy that played well, and not necessarily a guy that hadn't been playing well, but in terms of scoring, hadn't really been able to find the back of the net as much as he would have liked, and that's Andrew Pizzo. He came into the game with just one goal and one assist, and he had two goals in this one.
Yeah, and two
and
goals.
And almost a hat trick. I'm sorry, Bruce.
No, that's okay. And two goals that were hard working, too. Both of them were deflected, or they were kind of. They were hard working goals. They weren't, you know, this glamorous one, because, again, it doesn't matter if they're glamorous. They just have to go in. So, again, the Plattsburgh University Cardinals, Plattsburgh State University Cardinals, beating Middlebury tonight 3-2. We'll delve further into this momentarily. Going to take a break right here. You are listening to the Middlebury College Panther Hockey Postgame Show on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
An entertaining game here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman and Jason Wexler. We witnessed a very entertaining game. Unfortunately for Middlebury, they came out on the short end of this, where the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals beat them 3-2. But as mentioned, Jason, a pretty exciting game. And when you've got a game that is that exciting, sometimes it's not that easy to pick the three stars of the game, which we're going to do right now. But I think for us, based on what we saw, I don't think it's going to be too hard to do.
And I was adamant about our third star of the game being Brendan Dawson, because of how he sold out his body. And again, he wasn't the only one. Like you mentioned, Eric Jeremiah and an entire Panther defensive effort stopping what would have been an empty net goal that would have totally sealed the game for the Cardinals. I think it's just emblematic of how hard the Panthers play and how much they want to win. So for that, Brendan Dawson back in the lineup tonight, our third star of the game.
Now, the second star What are your thoughts?
Well, it has to be goaltender Lawson Fenton for me, the freshman goaltender from Medina, New York, stopping 26 shots and just able to set the pace for Plattsburgh, who now improves to 8-7.
Yeah, and by the way, I neglected to do this in our last segment. The final shots on goal in the game, Jason, 28 for Middlebury, 26 for Plattsburgh. So again, as you mentioned, Lawson Fenton making 26 stops and goaltender Stephen Klein making 23 stops in a losing effort. And that brings us to our number one star tonight. I don't think there's really any disagreement about this one. Andrew Pizzo, from Plattsburgh, with a two-goal effort tonight, including the game winner.
Yeah, a big important game winner. Again, where we mentioned the game plan was to screen Stephen Klein, and when you're screened like Stephen Klein was, you can't see the puck well enough and can't move well enough to stop the shots from coming at you. And a laser by Pizzo, the difference in this game, Bruce.
Yeah, Pizzo scoring at 13:27 of the first period to make it 2-1, Plattsburgh. And also at 11:53 of the second period to make it 3-2, Plattsburgh. So Andrew Pizzo from Throwold, Ontario, our first star of the game tonight as the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals beat the Middlebury College Panthers 3-2. Going to take a break right here. When we come back, one last check of the NESCAC scoreboard, also the NHL scoreboard, and we will preview our trip to Norwich and Maine next week. You're a little bit listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. Bruce Zeman, Jason Wexler, Hockey Night in Middlebury from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, where the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals have beaten the Middlebury College Panthers 3-2, a game that was very entertaining. Some goals, a lot of defense, a lot of crazy block shot at the ends. But unfortunately for Middlebury, the result is the same, a 3-2 loss. And with that loss, the Panthers fall to 3-10 on the season, although a non-conference game, so it doesn't affect the standings. And for Plattsburgh, they improved to 8-7 overall, also a non-conference game for them. So Plattsburgh, I guess you could say, with the momentum, although Middlebury probably pretty pleased with the way that they played overall. And Jason, some other NESCAC action tonight that will affect the standings.
Yeah, Trinity and Kobe in action. Trinity doubling up Kobe right now, 4-2. That game about to start the third period. Williams in Manhattanville, that game just went final. Williams with a 3-1 victory. Like you mentioned here, Plattsburgh State, a 3-2 win over Middlebury. And the game of most interest, Wesleyan 2, Bowdoin 1. That game went final as well for Middletown, Connecticut.
So again, for the Panthers, that actually helps them out. They don't really lose any ground in terms of not gaining on Bowdoin. So again, just to kind of preview, coming up on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock here on WVTK, we've got the game against Norwich from the Kreichberg Arena, the game at 7 o'clock. We've got the pregame show at 6:30. And then again, Jason, next week we will head up to Maine. Games against Colby and Bowdoin. It's Colby on the 19th. That game at 7 o'clock. We'll have the pregame show at 6:30. That's Friday night. And then on Saturday, we'll be at Bowdoin, a 4 o'clock tilt with the pregame show starting at 3:30. So the week ahead, Middlebury's got a game coming up on Tuesday, as we mentioned, against Norwich. That's going to be a tough game. Regardless of how the teams are doing, that is always a physical, hard-fought game. Maybe that's a blessing for Middlebury to have a game like that going back into conference play.
Yeah, one more tune-up game going into conference play. I think that works to their advantage because, again, it gives them 60 more minutes of hockey to figure things out and get themselves ready for tough games against Kobe and Bowden.
Yeah, well, one of the things that hopefully they'll be able to get going is the offense. You know, with the loss tonight, they've been outscored 50-20. And you got to score some goals to win games, so we'll see if they're able to fix that. But again, I think the Panthers overall played pretty well tonight. And speaking of playing well tonight, before we go, I want to take one last look at the NHL scoreboard.
Yeah, let's do that. The Canucks 4, the Blue Jackets 2, 7:25 to go into third period. Flames 3, Panthers 1 at the end of the second period. Capitals and Hurricanes tied at 2 at the end of the second period. Jets and Blackhawks just underway. They're nothing in the first period, and the Coyotes with a 2-0 lead over the Oilers. That game pretty much underway as well. 2-0 Coyotes with 13:36 to go in the first. Up-to-date scoring action here as always.
That's what we bring, everybody. So, the final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on Hockey Night in Middlebury. The Plattsburgh State University Cardinals 3, the Middlebury College Panthers 2. We will join you again on Tuesday night from the Kreichberg Arena in Northfield, Vermont, as the Panthers take on the Norwich University Cadets. That is going to be a tough game. It's going to be a physical game. I love games like that. That's kind of how I played back in the day. So looking forward to bringing that game to you. But again, Jason, although the Panthers lost, I thought they played well tonight.
Yeah, I thought they played well, too. And again, a big addition of Brendan Dawson in the lineup and another strong game from Stephen Klein.
Yeah, you know, it really is something to be said. It really was an element that I think the Panthers were missing with him not in the lineup. He's not only he's got great hands, but he's also really an elite skater.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And again, I'm just happy for Middlebury's sake that they were able to put together a tough game. I'm not necessarily concerned that they lost, because it's a non-conference game and it doesn't necessarily matter. I'm just happy that we got to see an entertaining one, and it gives Middlebury hopefully some confidence heading into a tough game on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, that's going to do it for us. From the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, we will join you again on Tuesday night at 6:30 from the Kreichberg Arena in Northfield, Vermont. You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey, and the final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, Plattsburgh State University Cardinals 3, the Middlebury College Panthers 2. For our engineer, Jimmy Ty, for my buddy, Jason Wexler, I'm Bruce Zeman. And again, you have been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridgeport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lethrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.